The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready. And the fans are fired up. It's time for high school football on your local sports authority. KNZA 103.9 FM. Online at msesports.net. We now go live to the field for coverage of our featured game of the week.
The 2020 high school football season saw it all. Game changes, game cancellations, but nothing changed on the field with great games throughout. Tonight, we flip the switch to 2021, and we start with the one team that made it to the final game last season, the Perry LeCompton Cavs, as they are set to host the Jeff West Tigers in our opening game of the week on FM 103.9 KNZA. Welcome to the broadcast in Perry, Kansas. I am Johnny Kane, alongside Seth Tollison, taking care of us back at the KNZA studios. If you are wondering why you're hearing my name here on FM 103.9 this season, well, Justin Fluke has moved over to the Holton Channel. I have moved over here. We have a new sports director, Brandon Tatman, getting us started on 92.1 KMZA. So we have a new crew here in this 2021 high school football season. But our matchup tonight, Jeff West and Perry LeCompton, two teams that had completely different 2020 seasons. Perry LeCompton, they made it to their second consecutive state championship game, falling to Andale in both seasons, 20-0 last season and 35-7 in 2019. Head coach Mike Paramore enters his 21st season with 111 victories to his credit, claimed their first Big 7 league title in school history a season ago. But they've got a lot to replace. They've got to replace over 3,400 yards and 44 touchdowns lost to the graduation of Billy Welch and Thad Metcalf. So Perry LeCompton, they'll have a new squad here in 2021, but the expectations do not change. You'll hear head coach Mike Paramore talk about that here in just a little bit as we have our coaches' interviews coming up. Tonight's broadcast, it is brought to you by KNZA and Rainbow Communications, www.rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. And moving along, we talked about Perry LeCompton, now to Jeff West. They're entering a new era. A new head coach, David Bowen, he enters his first season. He's had stops at Haynes and also Baldwin. Jeff West was 2-5 a year ago. They had weeks 8 and 9 canceled due to COVID and lost to Baldwin 40-12 to end the year. Their only wins came over Royal Valley and Hiawatha. The biggest problem for Jeff West, they gave up over 40 points per game a season ago. So that is going to be something that Jeff West and Coach Bowen have to get better at here in this 2021 football season. And it's not going to be an easy test here right away in week one with Perry LeCompton, who really likes to spread things out and throw the ball all over the yard and really put points on the board in a hurry as they have here in the last couple of seasons. But with that, we're going to step aside. We're going to hear from both head coaches when we come back. We'll hear from head coach David Bowen of Jeff West when we come back and we take our pregame timeout here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank turns 120 years old this year. We've been around since William McKinley was president and before there was an NFL and World Series. With age comes great experience and knowledge, and that's the value of what we can deliver to you today.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
Welcome back inside our pregame show as we get set for our game of the week, our opening game of the week here in the 2021 high school football season on FM 103.9 KNZA. I am Johnny Kane once again, and I'm being joined now by David Bowen, head coach of the Jeff West Tigers. And, well, coach, you're the new head coach at Jeff West. You've been there a couple of months. You've got a chance to get acclimated with the guys and also the facility. So let's start with this, coach. Just how has everything gone so far?
I couldn't ask for much more. Been here a couple months, like you had said, getting to meet and know these kids, build the relationships, and jump in with the community. And we've done some new things here in town that the community's been excited about, has just been supporting us all the way, and the kids see that, and we appreciate it, and it's helping motivate us to get out there. We've grown numbers since we started, having new kids come out. So all around, it's been great here at Jeff West.
And overall, I mean, looking at last year's team, I know you weren't around, but I'm sure obviously you've done your research and looking at this team that went 2-5 a year ago. What are you trying to instill here in your first year at Jeff West to try to bring from where you were to now to this program?
Well, you know, what are we trying to instill is just attitude and effort, you know, mental toughness. We talk about that all the time. You mentioned how they won 2 games the previous year, but the previous year before that, they had won 8. So it's all about who you have out on the field and how the team is playing together. Being a new coach here, that's something I'm harping on them daily about is be a good teammate and pick each other up.
And you do bring back 6 returning starters on offense. And so when you look at your offense as a whole, what is going to be the style of play that you're going to have on offense this year?
We are a spread read option team. We'll be quarterback heavy. I believe we have a pretty talented kid there named Caden Stones. He's a senior. He has been with me every day all summer and has just soaked up as much knowledge as he can. And he's ready to take the reins and run with it this year.
And again, talking with Jeff West head football coach David Bowen on our pregame show as we get set for Jeff West and Perry LeCompton to open up the 2021 high school football season. But, Coach, let's get to this week one opponent here coming up tonight. You've got Perry LeCompton. They're a team that they've been to back-to-back state championship games. They've finished runner-up the last 2 years. So, obviously, in a really good spot within their program. So, what do you look at here with this matchup?
Yes, a lot of respect goes to Perry, their coaching staff, and their players. Those guys have been setting the tone in this league for a little while. It's a tough league, and there's multiple great teams. And to start with Perry, you know, we're very excited about it. We know that they've graduated some guys there that have been playing for multiple years. So the guys we're going to see this Friday are most likely a lot of new starters. Our kids are excited. We're coaching them up, making them believe they can go do it. It's not going to be an easy task, but it's one we believe we can do.
So then what are your expectations for this group? I know you mentioned you've got several new faces in different spots, a new system with you coming in as the head coach and some returning guys in different spots as well. So just what are the expectations for your guys here coming up tonight?
Well, we're asking a lot out of our seniors. We are a young team, but we do have some returning starters on both sides of the ball. We're asking those guys to be great leaders in the huddle and on the field. Keep the positivity up throughout the game, play together, limit turnovers, and just play as smart as we can in a week one football game.
Well, Coach, that, thank you for taking the time. Good luck tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Coach, thank you. Again, that was David Bowen, head coach of the Jeff West Tigers, as we continue on our pregame show, getting set for Jeff West and Perry LeCompton to open up the 2021 high school football season. We'll take a break. Come back here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
At Ronkirk's Body Shop, their experienced staff will assist you when you most need assistance. Making friends by accident since 1983, Ronkirk's Body Shop will get you back on the road in no time. From painless dent repair to body work, they do it all. With newer vehicles being built with aluminum, many shops can't assist. Have no fear, Kirk's is here. See Ron, Teresa, or Derek today and become a part of the family tradition since 1983. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas, taking the dents out of accidents.
Community Healthcare System is proud to announce the addition of orthopedic services at our Onega Hospital. Dr. Heidi Smith will provide care for a wide variety of general orthopedic complaints and injuries in patients of all ages every other Wednesday starting August 11th. Dr. Smith has additional specialty training in sports medicine and arthroscopy, and her specialty is orthopedic surgery. At Community Healthcare System, we're proud to offer the services our communities need. Call us today to make your appointment with Dr. Smith or our other visiting specialists. Visit chcsks.org. to learn more.
Rolling along on our pregame show as we get set for our opening game of the 2021 high school football season here on FM 103.9 KNZA as Perry LeCompton plays host to Jeff West. Johnny came back with you. Joining me now, Mike Paramore, head coach of the Perry LeCompton Cause. And Coach, we'll start with this. We got to go back to the last couple of seasons. Your program is really in such a great spot. You've been to the state championship game the last 2 seasons. Just outstanding what your program has done the last 2 years. So where do you feel like, and what are your thoughts just on the state of this program right now?
It's been a lot of fun. We got great kids that enjoy playing the game, and they got great work ethic, and they're fun to be around. They practice hard. Just impressed with anybody last year that survived all the weirdness of the pandemic and all the changes week to week, and you know, showing the resilience of kids and to overcome that and still have a great season. Nothing but proud of what they accomplished, and
as we told them, and we all tell all our kids, what you leave behind is you know, a legacy that hopefully that the younger classes have learned from you, how to work hard, how to do things the right way, and you know, if the program's still in great shape when you leave, that's a tribute to what they've done.
You had 12 seniors last year lost off that team, but a lot of people may look at your team and say, well, you only bring back four starters, so it's going to be tough sledding, but you do bring back a solid group of guys that saw quite a bit of action last year. You still got to be excited about what you bring back this season.
Yeah, I mean, those guys that come back saw some significant minutes. You'd always like to have more, but we've had a few that have been in the fire. You know, Reichen stepped in week three when we lost Billy at quarterback and had Moussad in there, so he stepped into the running back, and, you know, he really had a great season and stepped up, and we knew he was a good player, just a year behind that. That was going to be tough to find playing time, but then his opportunity came, and he took great advantage of it. You know, got a couple bigs up front, Jeremiah and Wesley returned and played a load of snaps on the offensive and defensive line for us, and that's a good place to have some experience, so we're excited about what they bring back. And Jackson Payne, our other senior, that's saw a lot of starting time and minutes and gave us some quality playing time throughout their playoff run. So
yeah, you talk about Billy Welch, Thad Metcalf being those two guys really were the workhorses last year. You bring back Gunnar Ball. He'll be the starting quarterback here heading into Friday night. He's a guy that started every JV game last year, got into a few varsity games as well. What are your expectations for him, especially starting on Friday night?
Just wanted to play within himself. I mean, he's got some ability, and you know, it's going to be a little different with the Friday night lights. They shine a little bit brighter, but he's a heck of a good athlete, and we expect him to go out and run the offense and be efficient in what we're doing, and just continue on offensively what we've done in the past. Try to distribute it to our playmakers and be versatile, be hard to defend, hopefully, as we try to give a lot of different looks and feel like we got some guys that need to have the ball in their hands, and play within himself, I think, would be the biggest thing.
And again, talking with Perry LeCompton head coach Mike Paramore here on our pregame show. And coach, your opponent tonight, your week one opponent is Jeff West, a team you're very familiar with. Although Jeff West does have a new coach this year, David Bowen takes over. So what are your expectations of this matchup here tonight? I know, obviously, it makes things difficult not knowing with what the team's going to do with having a new coach. But what are your expectations for this matchup tonight?
It's time to play. I mean, like everybody else, it's 3 weeks doesn't sound like a long time, but we're tired of seeing each other, and it was good to have the jam free last week to go get some different guys on the other side of the ball. Anxious to play, anxious to see if we've gotten better from the jamboree. That was a good learning experience for us. And I've always said, you know, you make the most progress from week one to week two, but now with the jamboree, you get to do what you really like and see if you can make that progress. And I think we've had a good week of practice learning from that. As always, we expect our guys to go out and play hard, but expect them to execute and be fundamentally sound.
And talking more about Jeff West, your coach, I know we just talked about just the fact that they do have a new coach, so that makes game planning a little tougher, not really knowing what you're going to see. What are your expectations, and what do you feel like you're going to see from Jeff West here tonight in this week one matchup?
It's always tough when you're not sure, and you know, we don't trade any film or do anything like that at this point in time. Kind of look back a little bit. We had some film. He was at Baldwin, kind of maybe take what they've done there and see if he's carrying that over to Jeff West. And, so it's kind of, you kind of try to keep a little bit more vanilla, I guess, going in with the game plan because you're just not exactly sure what they're going to be. You know, great rivalry. The Jeff West, Perry LeCompton games are fun. I mean, it's the rivalry. We call it the Rumble for the Rock. We got the ceremonial trophy at the end of it, who gets to keep it. And because we share the lake, and that's what we want to try to show Jefferson County that who's got the best team in the Big Seven. So it should be a fun. Emotions will be high, and our kids are excited to play.
Well, Coach, with that, thank you for taking the time. Really appreciate it, and good luck tonight.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Coach, thank you. Again, that was Mike Paramore, head coach of the Perry LeCompton Cause, as we get set for kickoff with our opening game of the 2021 high school football season here on KNZA. It is Perry LeCompton and Jeff West when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We have new and exciting changes coming to the Farmers State Bank.
That's Leslie Smith, Farmers State Bank Vice President.
In September, we will be upgrading our online banking and our mobile banking, upgrading our electronic statements, along with a few other changes. What will not be changing is our great customer service. And as time gets closer, you can visit our website at fsbks.bank for more details.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC. This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in, talk to us, and discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal. We can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson. Come see us, Kellerman Insurance in Holton. Plan now for peace of mind later.
At Foster Ford in Holton, we take a lot of pride in our hometown service. From our upfront sales department to our friendly and professional parts and service, we work diligently every day to make you the customer number one. So when you're ready to make your next car, SUV, or truck purchase, think Foster Ford. Stop and visit with Ray, Scott, Jordan, or me, Lonnie Coder, on Highway 75 in Holton, or check us out online at fosterfordinc.com.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay it to the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something if you can't brag about how expensive it was? If you want to pay more, don't go to Wilson Tire.
Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362-TIRE.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to Perry alongside Seth Tolleson, taking care of us back at the studios. I am Johnny Kane. We're getting set for Perry LeCompton and Jeff West, our opening game of the 2021 high school football season. Perry LeCompton in their home blue tops, gray pants, white numerals, and gray helmets. Jeff West in their all whites on the road with red numerals trimmed in black and black helmets with JW on the side of those helmets. Other games going on tonight around the area. A big one over on the Holton channel, just about set to get underway. Nemahal Central at Holton. One of the biggest games around the state here this evening, and Holton playing host to Nemahal Central, both teams state ranked. Also, Sabatha at Chapman, that's on the Sabatha channel involving a big 7 league team. Valley Falls is at Wetmore on 92.1, and Atchison plays host to Lafayette on KARE 93.7 FM. Don't forget to stay tuned after the game. We'll have our first Community National Bank High School School Board show of the year. Seth will have scores, recaps, and everything to get you caught up on this opening night here of this 2021 high school football season. So with that, we are set to go. Looks like Perry LeCompton is set to kick things away. It will be Easton Elliott, the 5'11 senior, that will get this 2021 season going. Jeff West will be going from left to right here in this first quarter. Perry LeCompton, they will go from right to left. Austin Anderson back deep to receive for Jeff West, along with Sam Brockstrom. They will stand at their own 10-yard line as they await the kick from Elliott. All the referees meet at midfield, and they will take their positions, and we are set to go. A beautiful night here in Perry, Kansas. Fairly humid, temperature right around 80 degrees. Possible showers later on tonight, but it should not affect this game at all. A beautiful way to kick off this 2021 season. Hopefully this year with no bumps. Obviously, we've had a few tonight already. A few games changed, moved around, but it doesn't matter. We're here. Week one. Let's get it underway. So Elliott will tee the football up. And 12 minutes are on the clock. We are set to go. So Anderson and Brockstrom back deep to receive this kick, standing at their own 10. Elliott will take his steps. And a pretty good crowd on hand here at Perry. Everyone excited. Football is back. Elliott gets the whistle. Make sure both sides are ready to go. He approaches the football, and the 2021 season is underway. High end-over-end kick will be taken by Brockstrom at his own 20. Comes straight up the middle across the 25, cuts to the near side at the 30, and gets up to the 32-yard line, so it'll be good field position to start for the Jeff West Tigers. Tigers are going to be led by 6'1 senior, 190-pounder Caden Stones. He will be the quarterback for Jeff West. They're going to spread things out kind of just like Perry LeCompton does. as Coach David Bowen says, we don't have the biggest line, but we do have some athletes. We're going to try to get them out in space. So that is exactly what Jeff West is going to try to do here this evening. 11, first and 10 at their own 32-yard line. Ball will be spotted between the hashes. Stones will be in the pistol set. He'll have two receivers split each way, one running back 2 yards behind him. Waits the snap, turns, gives it off to the left side. This will be Caleb Morse, the 6'1" sophomore, but he's going nowhere. He'll be chopped down at the line as Parker Schmidt came up to make the stop for Perry LeCompton. No gain on the play. It'll bring up second down and 10. These are a lot of new faces in there for Jeff West to start this game. Pretty strong junior class out there. You look along this offensive line, three of the five starters are juniors. Back in the pistol set, three receivers split to the near side, one to the far side. It'll be a pass to the near flat. It'll be caught by Cole Gilbert. He's tackled immediately. Might even have been a loss, as that was a great play by Reiki Tooley, a 5'8 sophomore, comes up to make the stop for Perry LeCompton, and that'll force now a third down and 11 for Jeff West. Well, that'll be a loss of one officially. Now third and long. Ball will be spotted at the right hash back at the 32. Two receivers split each way. Stone's in the shotgun. Back to throw. Three-step drop. He's under pressure. He rolls left. He's going to throw late. It's going to be dropped. And there is going to be a flag back at the 26-yard line. It's going to be a hold against Jeff West. Perry LeCompton will decline. That'll bring up a punting situation right away for the Tigers. Perry LeCompton only gave up 10 points per game on defense a year ago. They forced 29 takeaways. And so a punting situation. Gunner Ball will drop back deep to receive. For the cause, low snap, punt is away, nearly blocked, the wobbly kick, it bounces at the 50-yard line, takes a Jeff West roll inside Perry LeCompton territory to the 46, and is down there, so that's where Perry LeCompton will start their opening drive of the game. So here comes Gunner Ball, the 6'3", 190-pound junior for Perry LeCompton. He only threw for 70 yards a year ago, but he started every JV game for the cause. And did rush for 144 yards and a touchdown at the varsity level. So Gunner Ball will start things off in shotgun. He'll have Reichen Rush, his senior tailback, 2 steps behind him. Two receivers split to the left, one to the right, and H-back in tight to the left. Ball takes the snap, gives it off to Rush up the middle. He's got a huge hole, 50-yard line, 45-40. Stiff arms a man, and finally shoved out of bounds at the 35 as the flag flies late. As it stands, it'll be a pickup. About 17, call it actually closer to 19. They'll give him all the way to the 35, but we'll see what the flag is about. And it's going to be against Jeff West. So it'll be a 19-yard run for Rush, and then tack on more after that. It looked like it was going to be a face mask penalty. And that's exactly what it was, just a 5-yard variety. And we're going to go ahead and get a timeout taken by Jeff West. This timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn and Whining. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at a concession stand or in your living room, try Schlegel's many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. No score, 10:25 to go opening quarter. We'll be back in just 30 seconds on FM 103.9 at KNZA.
Ireland Custom Exhaust has changed our business name to Ice Automotive.
We offer much more than exhaust repair as a full-service automotive shop that works to maintain the overall life of your vehicle, and we treat every customer and vehicle as if it were our own.
Started in the 1950s by my granddad, Marion Wood, our family has provided automotive repair with top-quality work, reasonable prices, and honesty.
At Ice, we look forward to building a long-term relationship with you, local family business.
Ice Automotive, just south of Fulton, on Highway 75.
Kansaland Radio.
Out of the timeout, 10:25 to go opening quarter. No score, but Perry LeCompton on the move. They're at the Jeff West 30-yard line. The ball will be spotted on the left hash. It'll be first down and 10. the 19-yard run by Rankin Rush, and then the 5-yard penalty tacked on to that sets up a 1st and 10. Two receivers will split to the left, two more to the right. Ball in shotgun, Rush to his right. Ball takes the snap. He's going to keep it himself up the middle. Gets away from the first tackler. Now the second, the 20, the 15, 10-5, touchdown call. Gunner Ball with his 2nd varsity touchdown of his career, his 1st of 2021, and the call strike 1st, just 5 minutes in to the 2021 season. So a 30-yard touchdown run by junior quarterback Gunner Ball. And Perry LeCompton strikes 1st. So now here's Easton Elliott for the point after attempt. All it takes is 2 plays for Perry LeCompton. Elliott for the PAT. Good snap, good hold. Kick is on the way, and it is right down the middle. Timeout on the field. 10:17 to go in the opening quarter. It's 7-0. Perry LeCompton out in front early. We'll take a break. We'll come back on FM 103.9 KNZA.
John McManigle offers HVAC and handyman service around the Holton area. Call John at 969-6400. McManigle's Climate Controlled Storage is also available and insect-free. For HVAC service and other small jobs, to inside storage, call John McManigle in Holton.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
Kansaland Radio.
All it takes is 2 plays, and it ends with a 30-yard rushing touchdown by Gunner Ball. That puts Perry LeCompton on the board first, 7-0 lead with 10:17 to go in the opening quarter. Drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, contact Matt, Terry Wilson, and Wilson Tire in Holton. WilsonTireKS.com. So Perry LeCompton strikes 1st and quickly. Right about a minute is all it took for the cause to find the end zone. So now here's Easton Elliott. They get us back underway. Rocksterman and Anderson back deep to receive for Jeff West. Elliott approaches the football. His boot is a high end over end kick, be taken by Rocksterman at his own 10. Stumbles, gets back to his feet. Now he comes near side across the 20, and he's thrown down there. Red play by Jesse Herman, a 5'10 junior for Perry LeCompton, makes the stop on special teams. That's where Jeff West will start his drive. Jeff West went just 3 plays in their opening drive of the game. At negative 1 yard on that drive, looking to get something going. 1st and 10 from their own 20. The ball will be spotted between the hash marks. Stones and the pistol set. 2 receivers split each way. Caleb Morse is the tailback. This will be a jet sweep give to the right side, but it's going nowhere. Spinning forward to the 22-yard line, maybe got 2 out of it. That was Sam Brockstrom, his 1st carry of the evening. Maybe got 2. They'll give him a full 2. Not a lot after that. The calls were right there early. So a gain of 2. It'll set up 2nd down and 8. Jeff West now going to go a little tempo right back on the football. 3 receivers split to the right. 1 to the left. Stones in the pistol. All the 22-yard line. We're under 10 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Rockstrom in motion from right to left. This will be a keeper by Stone along the right side. He's got a little bit of surge across the 25. He'll get up near the 29, close to the 30. That's going to be right at the 1st down marker. It'll depend on the spot. And they are going to call it just short. So it'll be a pickup of 7 and bring up a 3rd down and a short yard. That's the best play of the day by far for Jeff West. Just a simple quarterback give or keeper up the middle. Now it's 1st and 10 from the 30-yard line. Ball spotted near the right hash. Under 9 minutes to go in the opening quarter. 7-0, Perry LeCompton lead. Stone's back in the pistol. Settle, send a man in motion from left to right. This will be a speed option to the left side. Stone's going to fake the toss. He's going to keep it himself and go forward for maybe a yard. That's all he got. Jackson Payne came up to make the stop for Perry LeCompton. Just a gain of one. Jeff West starting to get in a little bit of a rhythm. They had nothing going on their opening drive. They threw it twice, and the only completion went for a negative 1 yard. So far on this drive, it's been all rushing plays. Good rush by Stone, another good one by Brockerman. Ball spotted near the left hash at the 31. Second not down and nine. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Stone's back in the pistol set. He's going to throw a swing pass to the right side, and it's going to go through the hands of Sam Brockerman, and they're going to call it incomplete. A member of the coaching staff of Perry LeCompton is asking that pass was behind the line and should have been a fumble. They're also just going to call it an incomplete pass, so that'll set up a third down and nine. .7:57 to go. Clock stopped in the first quarter. 7-0 lead for Perry LeCompton. Third down and nine. Trips set to the right, one to the left. Stone's back to throw. Three-step drop. Looks over the middle. Looking right side. He's going to throw a ball deep. He has a man open. It's going to be caught. That's Cole Gilbert. Pulled down at the 30-yard line. He got behind the defender, who is Reiki Tooley, all the way down to the 30. That's a big gain for Perry LeCompton. That's a 40-yard pickup. The biggest play of the night by far. And all of a sudden, Jeff West has something going. The beautiful ball by Caden Stones. And Cole Gilbert did a great job of continuing to run his through his route and caught it in stride. The first down and 10 from the Perry LeCompton 30-yard line. The ball will be spotted on the right hash. New set of chains, 7:30 and clock rolling in this first quarter. Three receivers split to the left, one to the right. Stones in the pistol set with Morse 2 yards behind him. Takes the snap chest high. He's going to keep it himself. Stones now tries to go up the middle, and he's thrown back after he got to the 29-yard line. It'll be a gain of just one for Stones, and we'll bring up second down and nine. Quick scoring update for those that have an interest. Holton has taken a 7-0 lead over Nemaha Central with 4:12 to go in the opening quarter. Scoring update brought to you by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? Visit them online at holthouseautohouse.com. I thought they were going to mark Stones initially. They had him up to the 29-yard line, but they're going to say no gain, actually, on the play. I thought he got at least a yard. But no gain on the play, so officially second down and 10. Bunch receivers to the left. Now Brockerman in motion from left to right. This is Stones, again, a keeper along the left side. He's pulled down from behind, then hit very hard at the 26. He gains four. He got absolutely walloped by Parker Schmidt, a 6'1" junior. Schmidt had just one tackle at the varsity level a season ago. He starts at the Sam linebacker spot for Perry LeCompton here in 2021. That brings up third down and six, 6 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Perry LeCompton leads 7-0. Two receivers split each way for Stones is in the pistol. He's back to throw. Looking left side, now rolling left. Steps up, throws the ball late, and he's going to throw it over his intended target. That's Austin Anderson in the left flat. Threw it over his head. It'll fall incomplete, and that'll bring up a fourth down and six. Obviously a four-down territory right now for Jeff West at the Perry LeCompton 26-yard line, and they will leave the offense out there and go for it. So Jeff West with their offense out on the field, fourth down and six. The first down would come at the 20-yard line. Three receivers will go to the right, one to the left. Stones in the pistol set with Morse behind him. Back to throw is Stone. Looking left, throwing left, and it's a miscommunication. It's picked off. Back the other way comes Perry LeCompton. And the cause, it wouldn't have mattered. They would have turned it over on downs anyways, but it's going to be an interception for Ty Williams, a 6-foot junior. Picks off the pass from Caden Stones, and Perry LeCompton will take over first and 10 at their own 24-yard line. That INT breaks down a six-play drive. They got all the way into the Perry LeCompton 30-yard line, all the way down to the 26, but nothing to show for it. So now first and 10 for Perry from their own 25. Ball will be spotted on the right hash, two receivers to the left, one to the right. Rushes the tailback. Next to Ball, he's going to take the carry and go straight up the middle. He's got near a first down across the 30-yard line to the 34. I think they're going to mark him all the way back at the 32. That'll make him 2 yards short of a first down and a run of eight. So far, though, Perry LeCompton just gashing this Jeff West defense, running the football. Jeff West really out of sorts. They're still running around, finally now getting down on the ball. Perry LeCompton's ready to go. Williams in motion, low snap. This will be a give to Rush up the middle. He bounces it outside, 40-yard line, nearly lost the football. He holds on to it before he's taken down at the 42. The first down pickup of 10 yards, and that'll move the chains. Rush already over 37 yards here in this first quarter. 5 minutes to go, 7-0 lead for Perry LeCompton. New set of chains at the 42-yard line. Ball spotted right between the hashes near the left hash. Ball and pistol set. He's going to motion over to his near side receiver, Kale Gorski. They're going to throw a ball deep to Gorski, and he is going to have it knocked away in a really good play by Cole Gilbert. Did a good job of turning around and finding the football. This near side corner for Jeff West knocks it away, and that'll bring up second down and 10. First passing attempt for Gunner Ball here tonight. Pretty good ball. This is a pretty good play by Cole Gilbert. Second and 10 now from the 42. Ball in the pistol set. Rush 2 yards behind him and offset to the right. This will be a give to Rush up the middle. Tries to bounce it outside. Runs off the second man. And he's taken down after a short pickup of about 3 across the 45 near the 46-yard line. Short gain of 3. That'll bring up third down and 7. Perry LeCompton, offensive lineman, now down on a knee. I think that's Jeremiah Monroe, a junior. He just looks gassed already. He's back on his feet and ready to go. Third down and 7 from the 45. Two receivers split to the right. They're going to run the option to the right. It's a toss to Rush. Tries to bounce it out, and he's going to be taken down. Really good pursuit by the left side of the Jeff West defense. And they make the stop and bring up a fourth down, and then going to be a punt situation coming for Perry LeCompton. That was Sam Brunton, a 6-foot senior, coming up to make the stop for Jeff West. This is going to be Ty Williams, who will punt the football away for the cause. Sam Brockstrom back deep to receive, will stand at his own 20. Short punt by Williams. It'll bounce at the 25 and go out of bounds there. So Jeff West does get a hold. They'll bring their offense back on the field with 3:17 to go in the opening quarter, trailing 7-0. That was a 5-play drive for Perry LeCompton. They picked up one first down. And now we're going to get a timeout on the field as I have a water break with the heat and humidity, so we'll take it with them. 3:17 to go in the opening quarter. It's 7-0, Perry LeCompton. This timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Home Grilled Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at a concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's many flavors of home-grilled popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. We'll take a break. We'll come back. 3:17 to go in the opening quarter. Perry on top, 7-0, the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Holton Community Hospital and our family medicine clinics, delivering quality care is not only our responsibility, but our passion. We think of care not just about treating symptoms, but also about attention to the whole person. We are dedicated to serving our community in every way. Let us provide your personalized care with Hometown Heart. That's what we do. Holton Community Hospital and Holton, Hoyt, and Wetmore Family Medicine, together we will show you the difference between treatment and care. Visit HoltonHospital.com for more information.
Kansaland Radio.
Johnny came back with you. That's Allison taking care of us back at the studios. First and 10 for Jeff West, with 3:17 to go in the opening quarter. Right away out of the timeout, it'll be a keeper by Stones up the middle. A good surge and a pickup of 4 yards to the 49-yard line. Excuse me, 39-yard line. They marked that punt out of the 35. I thought it was a 25, and they marched it all the way back to the 35. And after the 4-yard run, it'll be second down and 6 from the 39-yard line. Ball spot on the left hash. Stones back in the pistol set. He'll turn. He's going to keep it himself along the right side. Gets a good block. Now he's got some room. He's got the first down across the 45-yard line all the way to the 47. That'll be a pickup of 8, and it will move the chains for Jeff West. That's far and away been the best play for the Tigers tonight. Just get Stone out on the edge with a lead blocker in front of him. Stones with over 20 yards rushing on these last two drives. Clock continuing to roll, now under 2.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Three receivers split to the left for Jeff West. First and 10 from the 47-yard line. Here's a throw to the left flat. It's going to be caught. Plenty of room. There's a first down and a big hit on the far side. That is going to be, I believe, Cole Gilbert, who was able to make that grab and pick up a first down. Got a really good block from his fellow receiver on the left side. I think that was Hunter Mosier who was out there making the stop, making the block. That's a pickup of 11. New set of downs now for Jeff West into Perry LeCompton territory to the 42-yard line. Under 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter, 7-0 Perry LeCompton leads, but Jeff West is driving. After a tough first drive, the Tigers have put together a couple of pretty good ones. Still nothing to show for it, though, looking for some right here. Stones back to throw. Looking right. Still rolling. Now he's going to throw a ball deep. Has a man wide open. It's going to be dropped. It was going to be a touchdown, but Cole Gilbert had it just fall right out of his hands, and so it'll be an incomplete pass, but that would have been 6 as he was all by himself. That's a beautiful ball by Stone on the run. But it falls incomplete and brings up 2nd down and 10. Those are the plays that can really be a momentum shifter. And Jeff West's receivers have gotten behind Perry LeCompton a couple of times here tonight. They're going to have a man in single coverage on this 2nd down and 10 play. Austin Anderson in single coverage up against Reike Tooley of Perry LeCompton, and a lot of field to work with. Short side of the field is to the left. That's where the ball is spotted on the left hash. 2nd and 10, trips receivers to the left. Rockerman in motion from left to right, and we're going to get a whistles, flags, and I believe a false start. It is going to be a false start on Tristan Muskrat, 6 foot, 315-pound junior for Jeff West, the right tackle. That's it with that penalty. Our first offensive penalty of the night. We've had a couple of defensive penalties. We'll move it back 5 and make it a 2nd down and 15. .133 to go in the opening quarter. Three receivers split to the right, 2nd down and 10 with the ball on the left hash at the 47-yard line of Perry LeCompton. Here comes the blitz. Stones the throw. Throwing left, right side. It's going to be caught. That's a really good grab by Colt Gilbert all the way to the 35-yard line. But they're going to call a holding penalty on Jeff West back at the line of scrimmage. The wipe off of would have been about a 12-yard pickup. Instead, it's going to be a holding penalty and bring it all the way back. Well, that 10-yard penalty will put Jeff West way behind the sticks, all the way back to their own 43-yard line. Actually, it'd be the 42-yard line. That'll make it 2nd and 25. Ball will be spotted between the hashes at their own 42-yard line for the Tigers. Two receivers split each way. Stones is in the pistol set. Takes the snap looking to throw, looking left, throwing over the middle, and it is going to be nearly picked off and went right through the hands of Corson Black, a junior for Perry LeCompton, but it falls incomplete, and it'll bring up third down and 25. This will be the sixth play of this drive coming up for Jeff West as we're under a minute to go in the first quarter. Third down at 25. Stones back to throw. Looking to the right side. Pumps once. Now under pressure. Going to roll to the right side. He's going to take off and run. Gets to the 45-yard line, but he's taken down there on a really good tackle by Perry LeCompton's Chase Warren, a 5'8 senior, makes the stop. That's a gain of 5, and it'll bring up now 4th and 20. A playing situation. Gunner ball back deep to receive. Sam Brockstrom, the punter for Jeff West. Good snap. Boot is away. A side-winding ball that's going to roll and bounce out of bounds at the 26.5-yard line. And that is how the first quarter will come to a close. One quarter in the books. It's Perry LeCompton 7, Jeff West nothing. Let's take a timeout. We'll come back with the second quarter with the calls on top by a touchdown here on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
On the line. In sports, you hear the phrase all the time. For the Mammoth Sports Construction Team, it means everything. Authenticity, commitment, integrity, and community are what it means to be on the line. Mammoth Sports Construction is on a mission to provide home field advantage to schools and communities. Mammoth Sports Construction can help you design, budget, fundraise, and build the facility of your dreams. Take the next step and get on the line by visiting mammothbuilt.com. That's mammothbuilt.com.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back alongside Steph Tollison. I am Johnny Kane. For the second quarter, Perry LeCompton leads Jeff West 7-0. The calls will have the football. They'll have it 1st and 10. Start this drive from their own 26-yard line. So far, really, there hasn't been a ton of offense by either side. Jeff West does have 82 yards, nothing to show for it. Perry LeCompton scored on just two plays, their first drive, but haven't had anything to show for it since. 1st and 10 from their own 26. Gunner ball will be in pistol. Rush to his left. He'll give to Rush up the middle. He's following his blockers up the middle of the 30-yard line. 35. Picks up a first down and falls forward to the 39. A run of 12 yards for Ryken Rush. He's had a solid first half. He is now over 50 yards rushing here through the first quarter and about 7 seconds into the second. New set of down for Perry LeCompton, 1st and 10 from their own 39-yard line. Quick score update. Holton leads Nemahal Central 7-0. That is 10 minutes to go in the second quarter, brought to you by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? 1st and 10 will have a whistle and flags and a false start. Called against Perry LeCompton, so move them back 5. That'll make it 1st down and 15 from back of the 34. Last check, Valley Falls and Wetmore, our featured game on 92.1, was 6-6 in the first quarter. A Looks like Nemaul Central just got a big turnover on Holton, so Nemaul Central is going to have the football inside of the 10-yard line. First and 15 here. Here's Gunner Ball, and the keeper along the left side. Still moving along four. Yep, gets up near the 40 before he's hit hard. He will gain five and get back to the original line of scrimmage. And he'll bring up a second down and 10. .57 to go in the opening half. 7-0 lead for Perry LeCompton. They scored in under a minute in their first drive of the game. Only took two plays. Since then, nobody has scored. Second down and 10 from the 39-yard line. Ball takes the snap. He's going to throw a hitch route to the right side. It's going to be caught by Jackson Payne across the 45 to the 47. That'll be a gain of 8 and bring up a third down and 2. That's the first completion of the game for Gunner Ball. And the first reception, obviously, for Jackson Payne. It'll be third down and 2. Jeff West got a big stop from their defense a second ago. They're looking for another one here on third down. Ball will be in the straight shotgun. Rush a step to his left. Three receivers split to the left, one to the right. It'll be a keeper for Ball up the middle. He's got a huge hole. He picks up the first down across midfield, all the way into Jeff West territory to the 47. That'll be a gain of 7, and we'll move the sticks for Perry LeCompton. Don't forget, we'll have our Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show. That's coming up at the end of this second quarter. We'll have a recap of the first half, the stats, take a look at a few highlights, and also look at some scores against from around the area here on this first night of high school football. First and 10 for the Cavs from the Jeff West, 46. Ball takes the snap, gives it to Rush up the middle. He breaks away from the first man, not the second, but he is able to fall forward to the 40-yard line. That'll be a gain of 6 yards for Rankin Rush. Rush had a big season a year ago. He was stepped in when Billy Welch went down with an injury, and he ran for 947 yards and 11 touchdowns, also had over 100 yards receiving on the year. He's the feature back here in 2021 for the Cause. There is pickup of 6. It's now second down and 4 from the 41-yard line. Here's Rush again along the right side. Gets a big block. 35, 30, 25, near to the 20-yard line before he finally chopped down. That'll be a pickup of 18 yards for Rankin Rush. And I will move the sticks once again for Perry LeCompton. The Cause all of a sudden are driving. Rush now up to 76 yards here in this first half. All stats brought to you by the Northeast Kansas Tax Services in Whiting. For year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation, visit Northeast Kansas Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. First and 10 for the Cause. Here's Ball up the middle. Gets the block to the 15-yard line and rolls forward inside the hash to the 13. Solid pickup of almost 9. They'll call it 8.5 for Ball. And now he is up over 50 yards rushing in this first half. Ball at the 13-yard line for Perry. Calls already lead 7-0 under 8 minutes to go in the first half. Ball takes the snap, gives it to Rush up the middle. He tries to bounce it outside, but he is able to fall forward to the 9-yard line. That'll pick up a first down. And a run of 4 will move the sticks. That'll bring up a first and goal now for Perry LeCompton. Gunner Ball had the first rushing touchdown for Perry LeCompton. That was back in the first drive, a 30-yard run. On a drive that took just 2 plays. This is now the 7th play of this drive. Here's Ball and a keeper along the left side. Tries to bounce it. Now bounces it back inside. Gets up to the 5-yard line, down to the 4. And picks up 5 yards. Ball has had a rush of over 5 yards on every carry so far. Brady. He's only had five carries, but he's up over, as mentioned, 50 yards. And he's got the cause and business down to the Jeff West 4-yard line. Big offensive line for Perry LeCompton. Jeremiah Monroe, he's 275 pounds, a left tackle, 240. Walker Pringle, Wesley Monaghan is 6 foot 250, and Cameron Powell is 6'1", 240. Second down and goal from the 4. Ball on the left hash, ball and shotgun. Rice to his left, and they're going to be a delay of game. So I thought that took quite a bit of time to get that play in and get back to the line of scrimmage, but it'll be a delay of game. Move it back 5. And we'll make it now second and goal from back at the 9. 6:31 to go in the first half, 7-0 Perry LeCompton. Nemaha Central has scored on Holton, tying that up at 7 with 8:30 to go in the first half. Second down and 9. Ball takes the snap. Gives it off on a jet sweep to Ty Williams. Trying to get the edge. He's going to be pulled down for a big loss. All the way back to the 13-yard line. That's Caden Stones coming up to make the stop. Stones all the way from his free safety spot makes that stop of loss of 3. And makes it now third down and goal from back to the 12-yard line. That's a big play by Caden Stones. Stones the quarterback on offense, the free safety on defense, which a lot of people say the free safety is the quarterback of the defense. He makes a big play. But now third down and goal from after the 12. Ball will be spotted near the right hash. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Ball takes the snap, looking to throw. He's under pressure, throws the ball back left, and it's over his intended target. He would have had a touchdown. Zane Rector, the 5'10 junior, was in the left flat, wide open. Pass falls incomplete. It brings up fourth and goal. That stops the clock with 5:46 to go in the first half. Now a big play right here for the Jeff West defense. Perry LeCompton leading 7-0, but a fourth down and goal play from the 12. Likely a passing situation here for Perry LeCompton. They'll split two receivers to the right, one to the left, and an H-back in tight to the left. Ball is in the pistol. Rush to his left. He's going to throw a ball, a fade pattern on the left side. It's going to be caught. Touchdown, Perry LeCompton. Kale Gorski just went over his defender, hauled it in. A big touchdown catch for Perry LeCompton, and they cash in on fourth and goal from the 12. Perry LeCompton leads by 2 touchdowns. Gorski, the 6'3 junior, had a big height advantage over the 5'8 Cole Gilbert. There was nothing Gilbert could do, just too tall, and Gorski made a great grab over the top of his defender. So now here's Easton Elliott for the point after. Long wait, good snap, good hold. Kick is up. Is it enough? It is no good. So with that, we have a timeout on the field. 5:40 to go. The first half, it's 13-0. Perry LeCompton now leads. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
Play drive that lasts over 6 minutes, and it results in a 12-yard touchdown pass from Gunner Ball to Kale Gorski. And Perry LeCompton now leads 13-0 over Jeff West. Drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, contact Matt Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton, WilsonTireKS.com. Another quick score update. Axtell on top of Wheatland Grinnell, 24-8 in the start of the second quarter. Holton, Nemaha Central still tied at 7. 7 minutes to go in the second quarter of that game. Brought to you by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? Again, stay tuned with us We'll have the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show 7 miles west of Holton on K16. You want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Here's the kickoff. It'll be fielded by Austin Anderson of Jeff West. He'll go along the right side, get up to the 25-yard line of the 26. And that is where Jeff West will start this drive. 5:33 to go in the opening half. Been a fairly quick moving first half. It was a slow first quarter, but things have really picked up. Both teams and both offenses have started to get into somewhat of a groove. So Jeff West will start this drive with 5:33 to go in the second quarter. They've had three drives so far. Two of them have resulted in punts, another in an interception. First and 10 for the Tigers. This will be Stones on a keeper on the left side. Tries to bounce it outside. He gets near the 35. He breaks free. Up near the 40. It'll be a first down pickup and a run of 14. Great effort by Caden Stones. Just pulled tacklers with him and picks up 14. Stones has been the really only offense for Jeff West so far tonight. He's stoned for 50 yards and he's approaching 50 yards rushing. He will move the chains himself, sets up a first down and 10 from the 40-yard line on the left hash. Stones awaits the call. Now he finally gets it. He'll give it to his receiver, Austin Anderson, on this near side. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Jeff West moves from right to left. Stones back to throw, waiting. Now he throws a bullet over the middle, but it's going to be through the hands of his intended target. That was Hunter Mosier, the sophomore. Can't come up with it, and it falls incomplete. Stones has had a tough time passing the football. 3 of 9 for 50 yards is all here in this first half. Second down and 10 for the Tigers. We're under 5 minutes to go in the first half. Stones in the pistol, has a running back behind him, three receivers to the right, and he gets Perry LeCompton to jump off sides. All four of the defensive linemen were Perry LeCompton jump off sides. Good job by Stone to steal a free 5 yards. I mean, the third penalty on Perry LeCompton here in this first half, all the 5 yard variety. That'll bring up second down and 5. Ball at the 45-yard line. Stones going to throw a ball to the right flat. The catch is going to be made by Cole Gilbert. He'll be near a first down. He will, on second effort, pick up the first down across midfield to the 49. He needed 5 and got 6, and he'll move to 6 for Jeff West. Moving the football has not been a problem for the Tigers tonight. They just have not been able to finish anything off. That's the fourth completion for Stones. All four of them have gone to Gilbert. Is over 45 yards receiving in this first half. That's up first and 10 from across midfield to the 49-yard line. Clock now rolling under 4:30 to go. Ball on the right hash. Three receivers to the right. Stones in the pistol. Stones the throw. Rolling right. Now steps. Throws the ball deep over the middle. It's going to be too tall. Looking up the right sideline. His man had a step. That was Mosier he was looking for along the right sideline. It threw just a bullet pass that was way too tall, and it falls incomplete. Holton has taken a 14-7 lead over Nemaha Central on a, get this, passing touchdown. Yes, that's right, Brooks Barta threw the football. And Jeff West is going to throw it here as well on second down. Stones under pressure, rolls to his left. Now he's going to take off and run. Tries to elude a man, and he cannot. Great open field tackle on this near side by Ty Williams. He came up from his linebacker spot to make the stop. No gain on the play. It'll bring up third and 10. That's just a great open field tackle that will go ahead and give Stones a yard on the run. It'll bring up third down and 9 at the 48-yard line of Perry LeCompton. 13-0, Perry LeCompton leads. 3:35 to go in the first half. Clock continuing to roll. Stones takes the snap. Goes to the right side. Has a man. He eludes the first man. And getting up near the first down, I believe that was Brockstrom. And it was Sam Brockstrom. He will pick up the first down. Needed 9, got right at 9, and they are going to say a first down. Good job by Brockstrom. He got another good block from his receiver. I think that was Mosier there in that slot that made that made the block. He was able to spring him free. Jeff West continues to roll. First down and 10 from the 39-yard line of Perry LeCompton. Stones takes the snap, back to throw. Throwing left side, and it's going to be short. He's looking for Austin Anderson in this left side. He threw it in the dirt. That'll bring up second and 10. And we are going to have a flag on the play as well. It'll be a hold against Jeff West. Right at the line of scrimmage, so they'll move it back 10 from there. And that is a drive killer. The third penalty against Jeff West in this first half. Actually, that will make it the fourth because they've had two holding penalties now. And that'll make it second down from all the way back at the 49. Stones the throw. Looking left, looking deep, throwing deep, and it is going to be picked off. Intercepted at the 20-yard line. Back on the return, a flag flies. 30-yard line, 35. Still on his feet is Carson Black on the return. He'll get all the way up to the 42. But there is a flag back at the 25-yard line. I think it's going to be on the return. Because right now they have him marked actually at the 44. It is going to be against Perry LeCompton, but it's going to be on the return. It'll be a holding penalty. But Perry LeCompton will take over. That'll end that drive for Jeff West. It looks so promising as they got all the way to the 39-yard line. But that big holding penalty put him behind the sticks. And having to go to the air, and it ends up being the second interception of the first half for Caden Stone. Well, I'm moving all the way back to the 15-yard line. That's where Perry LeCompton will start this drive with just under 3 minutes to go in the first half. It's the second drive of the second quarter for Perry LeCompton. First and 10 from their own 15 on the right hash. Ball takes the snap, gives it a rush up the middle. He hits the line, pushes his way forward near the 20-yard line. They'll mark him at the 19, a pickup of 4. Rush is slowly approaching that 100-yard mark already in this first half. He's had runs of 19, 10, 12, and 18. He's had some big gashers in this first half. Second and 6. Here's Rush again. He breaks the first tackle, but not the second. Great job by Jeff West. I believe that was Sam Brunton. It was. He made the stop. No gain on the play. And that'll bring up third down and 6. Rush was able to get away from the first man that was in the backfield, but Brunton did just a great job of grabbing him by the ankle and not letting go. So third down and 6 from the 19-yard line near the left hash. Perry LeCompton taking a ton of time. They might go ahead and take a timeout here. I think Coach Paramore is going to say, yes, I want a timeout. The referee starts the count. Coach Paramore says, yep, timeout. Timeout on the field with 1:32 to go in the first half. This timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. 1:32 to go, second quarter of play. We'll take a break, come back with Perry leading 13-0 here on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
Save big on Hustler mowers at Heinen Repair during their model year-end clearance sale. Hustler Turf's entire line of residential zero-turn mowers comes equipped with unique features, like their patented park brake system and their exclusive smooth track steering that enables you to glide around obstacles with ease. And now, get 0% financing on certain models with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Hustler, using global and American parts, built right here in Kansas. See them at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or at HeinenRepair.com.
KNZA.
Out of the timeout, 1:32 to go in the opening half. Barry LeCompton leads 13-0. Coming up, we'll have our Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show. We'll take a look at some scores of games from around the area. Also, a couple of highlights as well from this first half. Jeff West has been able to move the ball a little bit. They just have not been able to sustain a drive all the way through. They've had a couple penalties and two interceptions that have stopped them from being able to put points up on the scoreboard. So third down and 6. Here's a run by Rush up the middle. He's got the first down. He'll pull tacklers across the 25-yard line all the way to the 29. That's a run of 10 for Rush on third down and 6, and that'll move the sticks. I think Perry LeCompton was going to take their time, and now right back on the football after the big 10-yard run. First and 10. Here's ball and a quarterback keeper along the right side. Gets away from the first man. The second gets across the 35, the 36. And he's able to pick up 7 yards. So both ball and Rush have had great first halves, and ball right back on the football. Second down and 3. Ball to throw. He's going to throw a ball deep over the middle. Has Ty Williams. He makes the catch to the 40. 35-yard line and finally pulled down at the 30, a huge play for Perry LeCompton. That's a 35-yard pitch and catch from Ball to Williams. And now Perry LeCompton right back on the football. Ball, going to throw it to the left flat. This is Williams again, but this time he gets hit hard. That was Sam Brockerman that came up and make that hit, and now Williams is hurt. Perry LeCompton is going to take a timeout, but Williams is down on the far sideline. Right at the line of scrimmage is where he made that catch and then got popped. Let's go ahead and take a timeout. 35 seconds to go in the first half. It's 13-0 Perry. Let's take this break. Come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay it through the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something if you can't brag about how expensive it was? If you want to pay more, don't go to Wilson Tire.
Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362-TIRE.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Seconds to go in the first half. And it looks like Williams has been helped to the sideline. I think he was just cramping. Yeah, that's all he was. He's back. He's ready to check back into the game here in just a moment. It'll be second down and 10 for Perry LeCompton. 35 ticks on the clock. The ball will be spotted right at the 30-yard line. Well, there's a big break right now. Jeff West is still over on their sideline huddled up. referees are finally coming over and telling them, hey, we got to go. Here we go. Second down and 10 for Perry LeCompton from their left hash at the 30. Ball will be in a pistol set. They'll have rushed the tailback a yard deep into the left. Perry operates from left to right. Here's a give to rush up the middle. He hits the line. Now bounces it outside. Got some room. 25-yard line. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown caused. But here are two flags back at the 25-yard line. This one is coming back. It was going to be a 30-yard touchdown rush for Ryken Rush, but instead a holding call on Perry LeCompton will bring it back. The flags were thrown right at the 25-yard line. Rush went to the left, then tried to bounce it out. And I think when he did is when the defenders of Jeff West tried to run out and get him, and that's when the hold happened. It was right about the spot where he tried to bounce it outside. So the hold will bring it back to the 34-yard line. 26 seconds to go in the first half. Second down and 14. Ball takes the snap. Back to throw. Throwing over the middle. Has a man wide open. And a catch is made and a big tackle. Parker Schmidt made the catch at the 24-yard line. Perry LeCompton is going to take another timeout. That's a pickup of 9. And we'll just stop the clock with 17 seconds to go. We'll just keep it here. So Parker Schmidt has his first catch of the day. Perry LeCompton will have 17 seconds to work with the ball at the 24-yard line and a third down and 4 coming up. A couple of quick score updates while we have a minute. Holton leads Nemahal Central 14-7 with 18 seconds to go in the half. Holton on the doorstep looking to punch a touchdown in right before the half. The Thunder were down to the 25-yard line of Holton, but turned it over, and Holton took it back to the Nemahal 15. And now have 18 seconds to work with. Brought to you by Holthaus Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthaus vehicles have you seen today? St. Joe Lafayette leads Atchison 24-21 in the second quarter of that game. And it looks like Troy having a good first half so far. Rossville leads Centralia 21-0. Solomon leads Lynn 20-0. And Clifton Clyde up on Onega 16-0. 17 seconds to go out of the timeout. Third down and 4 from the 24. Ball takes the snap. He's going to give it up the middle to Rush. He'll bounce it outside. He's got a blocker. Picks up the first down. Gets pulled down. Now he stays on his feet and then dives out of bounds or tries to at about the 8-yard line. Did he get out of bounds or not? I think he did. Well, they're going to stop the clock at least to move the chains. That was a run of 14 yards for Rush. I think they are going to say that he got out of bounds. So a good job by Rush to not only pick up those 14 yards, but smartly bump out of bounds. So it'll be first and goal for the Cause from the 9-yard line. 7 seconds to work with here in the first half. You got to think maybe this might be it here, or maybe two plays if it's an incompletion. Cause all out of sorts. Now three receivers split to the right, one to the left. Ball back to throw, looking right. He's going to throw a ball on the right flat. It's going to be caught. Touchdown, Perry. Big catch by Ty Williams. He'll pick up the touchdown, and Perry LeCompton goes up 3 scores. A 9-yard pitch and catch from Gunner Ball to Ty Williams. The second passing touchdown for Gunner Ball here in the first half. And a demoralizing touchdown for Jeff West with only 2 seconds on the clock in the second quarter. So here's Elliott for the point after. Waits the snap, good hold, kick is on the way, and it is good. With that, we have a timeout on the field with 2 seconds to go in the first half. It's 25 to nothing. 20 to nothing. Perry LeCompton leads Jeff West. We'll take a break. Come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Whether you're having your first baby or your fourth, bringing a new life into the world is an amazing occasion. Community Healthcare System in Onega offers an unparalleled childbirth experience for moms and babies. Personalized, inexperienced nursing care guides parents through labor and delivery in a secure, quiet, and comfortable environment. After birth, mothers and babies are cared for together in spacious private rooms to facilitate bonding as they receive support, ensuring babies are off to the best possible start. If you are expecting, call Community Healthcare System in Onega or visit chcsks.org.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back for what will be the final play, likely, of this first half. Just 2 seconds on the clock. Johnny came back with you. 20-0 lead for Perry LeCompton. Six-play drive. Takes up nearly 3 minutes off the clock. And it ends with a 9-yard touchdown pass from Gunner Ball to Ty Williams. That's brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, contact Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire and Holton. WilsonTireKS.com. So Elliott will tee the football up, likely to squib it on the ground. And his first half will officially come to a close. Elliott will just take a short couple of steps. He'll approach it, squib it forward. It actually hits an up man who catches it at the 50-yard line. And, of course, only 1 second comes off the clock. So Jeff West is going to have to bring the offense out on the field with 1 second on the clock. That was actually a pretty good catch by Hunter Mosier. He was an up man right on the front line for Jeff West. It was a line drive kick from Elliott. Went right into his midsection. He had no choice but to catch it. So he catches it at his own 49-yard line. I would imagine Jeff West will likely just kneel down with just only a second to work with. They will officially mark it right at midfield. So Jeff West will bring Caden Stones out at quarterback. He'll stand in the pistol. He'll have three receivers, two is right, one of the near side, and a running back behind Stones. Stones takes the snap. He's going to try to throw. Pumps left, throws the ball back over the middle. Actually had a man that had a step off the Anderson, got behind the defense of Perry LeCompton somehow, but the pass falls incomplete, and that will bring us to our halftime break. We'll take a break. We're going to come back for the Wilson and Tire Direct Motors halftime show. 20-0. Perry LeCompton leads Jeff West. We'll take that break. Come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal, and installation. Proud supporters of local student-athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome inside the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show, brought to you by Wilson Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. You want the best, you've got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Johnny Kane here with you. Seth Tollefson taking care of us back at the studios here at halftime. It's Perry LeCompton 20, Jeff West nothing. Jeff West has had plenty of opportunities to score. They've had the offense rolling for the most part in this first half. They just have not been able to sustain drives. They've had interceptions and punts. Stop drives all night long, and that's just been the key for Jeff West here tonight. Perry LeCompton, meanwhile, talk about how this game started. Jeff West went three and out. Perry LeCompton, then, they needed just two plays to end and pick up a first touchdown of the 2021 season. It came on a 30-yard touchdown run from Gutter Ball. Two receivers will split to the left, two more to the right. Ball and shotgun, rush to his right. Ball takes the snap. He's going to keep it himself up the middle. It gets away from the first tackler. Now the second, the 20, the 15, 10-5, touchdown call. Gunner Ball with his second varsity touchdown of his career, his first of 2021, and the call strike first, just 5 minutes in to the 2021 season. After that, Jeff West had it for six plays and before throwing an interception, the first of two in the first half for Caden Stones of Jeff West. Perry LeCompton then had to punt on a five-play drive, so the Jeff West defense came up big. Jeff West, though, was forced to punt once again on their third drive of the game, and then Perry went up two scores on a 12-yard touchdown pass from Gunner Ball to Cale Gorski. Ball is in the pistol, rush to his left. He's going to throw a ball, a fade pattern on the left side. It's going to be caught. Touchdown, Perry LeCompton. Cale Gorski just went over his defender, hauled it in. A big touchdown catch for Perry LeCompton, and they cash in on fourth and goal from the 12. Perry LeCompton leads by two touchdowns. After that, Jeff West went on a promising drive, got inside of the 40-yard line of Perry LeCompton, but yet another interception halted the Tigers' drive, and Perry LeCompton, with just 2 seconds left in the first half, put a big touchdown on the board, their third of the game, on a 9-yard touchdown pass from Gunner Ball to Ty Williams. Calls all out of sorts. Now three receivers split to the right, one to the left. Ball back to throw, looking right. He's going to throw a ball on the right flat. It's going to be caught. Touchdown, Perry. So Perry LeCompton goes up 20-0 here in the first half. Three touchdowns, two passing touchdowns from Gunner Ball, one to Cale Gorski, the other to Ty Williams. And then Ball also with a 30-yard touchdown rush as well. So Perry LeCompton here at the half, up 20-0. Let's take another break. We'll come back. We'll look at the first half stats, look at some scores as well, and then get you set for the start of the third quarter. It's 20-0, Perry LeCompton, when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rainbow Communications is participating in the Emergency Broadband Benefit Program. The program is designed to help families and households struggling to afford internet service during the COVID-19 pandemic. Rainbow Communications customers can apply for the program through getemergencybroadband.org. The program will provide a discount of up to $50 per month toward broadband-eligible households and up to $75 per month for households on qualifying tribal land. For more information on Rainbow's participation in the Emergency Broadband Benefit Program, visit rainbowtel.net/broadband benefit.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at nektax.com.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome back once again. 20-0 lead for Perry LeCompton over Jeff West. Perry LeCompton finishes the first half with 228 total yards of offense. 167 of those yards come on the ground, 61 through the air. And for Perry LeCompton, big first half for Ryken Rush. 108 yards rushing on 12 carries. Gunner Ball followed up, 6 carries, 62 yards. He had a rushing touchdown. Other than that, that's basically the only two guys that ran the football for Perry LeCompton. Through the air, Gunner Ball was 5 of 7 for 61 yards. He did throw two touchdown passes, a 12-yarder to Kale Gorski and a 9-yard touchdown pass to Ty Williams. Ty Williams had 3 catches for 44 yards in the first half. Parker Schmidt, 1 for 9, and Jackson Payne had 1 catch for 8 yards for Perry LeCompton. Jeff West, meanwhile, had 112 total yards of offense. 47 of those yards come on the ground, 65 through the air. The Tigers through the air, Caden Stones was 5 of 13 for 65 yards. He did throw 2 interceptions. Stones on the ground had a solid first half, 9 carries, 44 yards, but really that was it for Jeff West. Cole Gilbert did have 4 catches for 46 yards, and Sam Brockstrom had 1 catch for 9 yards. Those stats brought to you by the Northeast Kansas Tax Services in Whiting. For year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation, visit Northeast Kansas Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. So we get Perry LeCompton with a 20-0 lead over Jeff West here in Perry. Let's go ahead and take another timeout. We will come back. We'll take a look at some scores from games around the area, and then we'll start the third quarter with Perry LeCompton on top of Jeff West, 20-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville, I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send 2 trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank turns 120 years old this year. That means we have a lot of experience in delivering hometown banking to the people and businesses in this area. If you are with us now, or if you're seeking something new, we want to be your bank of choice.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, it's Nikki from the Pines in Holton. Wanted to give you a quick update on what's going on at the Pines. We currently are seeking applicants for CNA and CMAs. We offer competitive pay, an awesome work environment, flexible scheduling. We also have rooms available for your loved ones. Call us today at 785-364-3314. At the Pines, it's our family caring for yours.
FM, KNZA.
And Seth Tollison here with you on 103.9 KNZA as we are at halftime of our big 7-league matchup tonight between Jeff West, Perry LeCompton. As we will have Johnny Kane back, he will have the third quarter action coming up here in just a minute. Our halftime score right now, the Cons lead at 20-0 over the Tigers. Elsewhere in the Big 7 League tonight, a couple of games going on. One other big one tonight as it is Holton and Nemaha Central in action as the Wildcats at halftime. 14-7, they threatened there late in the second quarter to go up by 2 scores, but Nemaha Central able to hold. And again, that halftime score between Holton and Nemaha Central still set at 14-7. Another Big 7 League school in action tonight, Sabetha playing at Chapman. In that one, it is Chapman up 18-7. Eli Regal, the running back for Chapman, so far in the first half alone has 176 yards on the ground. And again, it's Chapman leading Sabetha at the half, 18-7. Also tonight, some other scores at the half, Washington County and Frankfort in action. It's Frankfort leading that one 30-6. Riverside tonight has a 7-0 league. Or a 7-0 lead over Royal Valley. Again, another big 7-league matchup. Rossville, the Dogs blanking the Panthers from Centralia tonight, 28-0. And Clifton Clyde leads Onega 24-0. Again, those are the latest scores we have for you on week number one of the high school football season. We'll be right back. We'll have, again, third quarter action, as, again, it is Jeff West and Perry LeCompton with the Cause leading at 20-0. We'll be back with more action right after this.
What do people like most, you think, about the experience of getting a new vehicle here at Holt House?
People like having one person that they deal with. When you go in the paperwork office, in the finance office, you get to deal with Stephanie, and we don't have any admin fees, no doc fees, none of that crazy stuff a lot of other places have. So it's pretty straightforward and honest, and we just try to be upfront about it. I get a lot of good feedback from those things.
Our name means a great
online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
Are you looking for a peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters and Fran Wright can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing date is September 30th. Call them today to find the right fit for protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget, the wheat sales closing date is September 30th.
This is Mark Starr at GN Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back. Just about set to start the third quarter between Perry LeCompton and Jeff West. I am Johnny Kane. Steph Tollison taking care of you back in the studio. He will have the Community National Bank High School School Board Show after the conclusion of our games here tonight. Scores, recaps, everything to get you caught up on this week one of the high school football season. College football gets underway tomorrow, a huge slate. Actually, tonight, the Kansas Jayhawks currently in action as they are taking on South Dakota at home. And also a big slate tomorrow when you look at things, as KU is currently tied with South Dakota, 0-0 with 5 minutes to go in the first half of that game. But here it's 20-0. Perry LeCompton leads Jeff West. And you look at this game, I mean, Jeff West could easily be, if not tied, right there at least at a 20-14 game if they could just sustain drives. I mean, they've had two good drives put together where they've gotten to Perry LeCompton territory. They've either turned it over on down or throw an interception. That's actually happened on both of their drives where they've driven into Perry LeCompton territory. They've thrown an interception. So that's just the biggest thing that I look at here for Jeff West. Find a way to put a drive all the way together and put a ball into the end zone. And that should be a big confidence booster right there for the Tigers and first-year head coach David Bowen. Perry LeCompton, meanwhile, I mean, can't say a whole lot more. Obviously, penalties have been a little bit of an issue for the Cause. They've had three of them in the first half. But when you look at what they've done, over 220 yards of offense in the first half, along with 167 of those on the ground, they ran for over 8 yards a carry in the first half. I mean, that just says it right there for the Cause. Two touchdown passes for Gunner Ball, one to Kill Gorski, the other to Ty Williams, and then Ball also with a 30-yard touchdown run for the Cause so far in this contest. Seth just went through some of the scores. A couple of games of note, Holton and Nemaha Central, Holton up 14-7. You can watch that over on the Holton channel at msesports.net. Justin Fluke, Mike Tanking have you covered. They'll have great, fantastic coverage, some of the best across the state of Kansas all year long on the Holton channel. Also, Sabatha channel, Sabatha at Chapman. Logan Bitterman has the coverage for you. Go to msesports.net. Click on Listen Live to watch the Sabatha Blue Jays at Chapman. 92.1 KMZA Twin Valley League football. Valley Falls takes on Wetmore. And then on Care 93.7 FM, Atchison playing host to St. Joe Lafayette. These are all the games on our MSC Sports Radio Network coverage area tonight. And again, the National Bank High School School Board Show coming up after our games with Seth Kurt and the crew here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Let's take one more one-minute timeout. We'll come back. We'll have kickoff for the third quarter between Perry Lee Compton and Jeff West. Perry leads 20-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in. Talk to us. We can discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal. We can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson. Come see us at Kellerman Insurance in Holton. Plan now for peace of mind later.
Ireland Custom Exhaust has changed our business name to Ice Automotive.
We offer much more than exhaust repair as a full-service automotive shop that works to maintain the overall life of your vehicle, and we treat every customer and vehicle as if it were our own.
Started in the 1950s by my granddad, Marion Wood, our family has provided automotive repair with top-quality work, reasonable prices, and honesty.
At Ice, we look forward to building a long-term relationship with you, local family business.
Ice Automotive, just south of Holton, on Highway 75.
Ganzaland Radio.
Well, before we start the third quarter, here's an interesting score for you. Yes, this is a football game. Morehouse Academy trails Council Grove 2-0 at halftime. That's right, 2-0. Morehouse Academy trails at halftime. On the score brought to you by Holt House, Auto House, and Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? With that, we're set to go. Perry Lee Compton in their blue tops, gray bottoms, gray helmets, white numerals trimmed in black. Jeff West in their road whites, white jerseys, pants, red numerals trimmed in black, and black helmets as well. So the Cons are going to receive this third quarter kickoff. So it'll be interesting to see how Jeff West responds after trailing 20-0 here in this first half. The third quarter set to roll. It'll be Gunner Ball and Ryken Rush back deep to receive this kick. They'll stand at their own 10-yard line, and it'll be Austin Anderson who will tee the football up for the Tigers. Jeff West will go from left to right in this third quarter. Perry Lee Compton from right to left. After the game, we'll also pick our lineman of the game, brought to you by Giant Communications. Great service, reliability, and speed you need. Visit online and connect at giantcom.net. Also, we'll pick our player of the game, brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. That's all on the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame, coming up after the conclusion of our game tonight. So Anderson has the football teed up. Rush and Ball back deep to receive. 12 minutes are on the clock. Anderson approaches the football, and the third quarter is underway. Low line drive kick will be fielded by Ball at the 15-yard line. Comes on the left side, 20-yard line. Gets free at the 35, 40, 45, 50, 50, 40, 35, 30. Cuts back inside. He's going to go. Gunner Ball to the house, and Perry Lee Compton has opened this game wide open. Great blocking. That's going to be an 85-yard kickoff return for a touchdown for Gunner Ball. His fourth touchdown of the night. He has thrown two. He has ran one. And now he has a kickoff return for a touchdown. Gunner Ball, just such an athlete. And now here's Easton Elliott for the PAT. And just like that, this game has got out of hand. All it took was one play in the third quarter. Elliott on for the point after. Perry Lee Compton taking their time. Waiting the snap. It's a good one. Hold is good. The kick is good. So with that, we have a timeout on the field. Just 13 seconds into the third quarter. Perry Lee Compton has blown the game open. The Cons now lead 27-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
John McManigal offers HVAC and handyman service around the Holton area. Call John at 969-6400. McManigal's climate controlled storage is also available and insect free. For HVAC service and other small jobs, to InSite Storage, call John McManigal in Holton.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, 13 seconds is all it takes for Gunnar Paul to go 85 yards to the house. And he gives Perry LeCompton a 27-0 lead over Jeff West to start the third quarter of play. Johnny came back with you. Perry LeCompton coming into this season lost a ton off of last year's runner-up team. But talking to Coach Paramore, he said, our expectations do not change. Our expectations are to win a state championship. It all starts in game one, and so far, couldn't ask for much better if you're Perry LeCompton. Obviously, there's things to work on, but you can't ask for much better. A 27-0 lead with 11:47 to go in the third quarter. So Elliott has the football teed up. He gives it a boot. High end over end kick that'll be taken by Austin Anderson at the 20, and now it's actually going to be bobbled and taken by Sam Brockterman. He loses a couple of tacklers. He's across the 25 to the 30 and falls forward to the 32-yard line. So that is where Jeff West will start their first drive of the second half. They'll mark him at the 31. I don't want to say it too early without giving it away, but I think Gunnar Ball might be making his way towards being our Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha player to bank on. But still a lot of time on the clock. 11:35 to go in the third quarter. Jeff West has it first and 10 from their own 30. It'll be Caden Stones who will be in the shotgun. Running back to his left, two receivers to the right. Stones keeps himself up the middle, hits the line, pushes his way forward to maybe the 32. Not a whole lot after that, just a gain of 2 yards, brings up second and 8. Stones had 44 yards rushing in the first half. Now the referee's going to call for time. I think Perry LeCompton has a man that's slow to his feet. Trying to see who that is. I think that's big Wesley Monaghan, and you want to make sure he's okay. He's your big senior returner. And he is able to walk off the field, but as soon as he got off the field, he went down to a knee. And he is in some type of pain. Nonetheless, second down and 8 for Jeff West. Three receivers split to the right, one to the left. Stone is in the pistol. Send Brockterman in motion from right to left. Jeff West operates from left to right. Here's Stones again up the middle. He gets up near the first down marker to the 39-yard line. It'll be a pickup of 7 yards and bring up third down and 1. So Stones really has been the only offense tonight for the Tigers. I imagine he'll be toting the ball plenty here in the second half. Third down and 1. Stones awaits in the shotgun. Running back to his right. Takes the snap. It's actually going to go over his head. He bobbled it. Now he picks it up. Tries to run along the left side. He's actually going to be near the first down. He dives forward. Did he get it? And they are going to give him the first down. What a great effort by Caden Stones. The ball was snapped over his right shoulder. He somehow picked it up off the turf and then just jolted along that left side and was able to get across the 40-yard line of the 41 and pick up 2 yards and move the sticks. That's just a great effort by the senior quarterback. New set of downs for the Tigers. First and 10 from the 41. Stones the throw. He's going to throw left side. It's going to be caught. 45-yard line, 50 across midfield. Another first down pickup for being shoved out of bounds. And that's going to be Austin Anderson on the catch. A gain of 12. Another first down pickup. That's the first catch of the game for anybody not named Cole Gilbert for Jeff West. I take that back. Sam Broxman had a catch in the first half. So the third receiver to catch a pass from Caden Stone. Actually, they're going to call it now back at the 50-yard line. So it's going to be second down and one. The first referee originally marked it as a first down, and now it is a botched play. Stones was trying to throw it into the left flat, and the ball flew out of his hand. Surprised they didn't call it an incomplete pass. I called it a fumble, and then Stones jumped on it all the way back at his own 43-yard line. And now a flag is down as well. It's going to be against Perry LeCompton. I think he was, well, I thought it was a face mask. Okay, so a 5-yard variety face mask. And so that'll make it first down and 10. So that's a free pickup, and that's huge for Jeff West. That's not only going to move the ball back into Perry LeCompton territory, but to put it in first down and 10. 9:50 to go, third quarter, 27-0. Perry LeCompton lead. Here's a jet sweep to the right side, getting to the 45-yard line and being shoved down there is Hunter Mosier. That's actually Sam Brockstrom on that carry, so he will be accredited with the 3-yard pickup. But there's a flag, and it'll be coming back. That'll be a hold against Jeff West, and they'll mark it back at the 47.5-yard line. That'll make it first down at about 16. So first and 16, Stones to throw. Rolling right, he's going to throw right, and it's going to be incomplete. He's trying to get it to Colt Gilbert at the 40-yard line, but it falls short and complete. And brings up second down and 16. So Jeff West will have second and 16 from just shy of midfield at the 48-yard line. 9:16 to go, third quarter, 27-0. Stones now to throw on second down. Rolls right, throws right. It's going to be caught. That's by Anderson. He's bumped out of bounds at the 43-yard line. That's a pickup of 9. It'll bring up a third down and manageable. That's a good job by Stones. Didn't try to force anything. That'll bring up a third down and 6. Ball will be spotted at the Perry LeCompton 43-yard line. 9:09 to play in the third quarter. Stones will be in the pistol. 3 receivers to his left. Ball in the right hash. 1 receiver to the right. Perry LeCompton showing blitz. Here they come. They'll throw it in the left flat. This is Broxterman. Gets a really good block, gets the first down and more, and falls up to the 35-yard line. Perry LeCompton is asking for flags, and they get it. Down at the 35. That's right at the point of the tackle, though. We'll see if this actually might be against Perry LeCompton. It's taking some time, and actually they're going to bring it back, so it is going to be a hold on Jeff West. I thought I seen the hold on the left side of the field. So that'll move it back to the 46-yard line. So wipe off that big run for Broxerman. So third down and 9 for Jeff West. Under 9 minutes to go in the third quarter. 3 receivers will split out to the right. 1 to the left. Stones will be in the pistol set with a running back 3 yards behind it. Stones awaits the snap. Takes a chest high, throws the ball to the right flat, and it's going to be dropped And this ball is actually going to be a fumble, I think. Actually, no, they're going to call it incomplete. That should have been a fumble. That was well behind the line of scrimmage and behind even the back of Stones. But they're going to call it incomplete as he was trying to get it to Broxerman in the slot. The incompletion will bring up fourth down and 9. And Jeff West is going to punt the football away. Gunner Ball, who just had an 85-yard kick return for a score, he'll drop back and stand at his own 20-yard line. Broxerman will be the punter. 8:30 to go in the third quarter. The call's already up 27-0. Good snap, and it's a fake. Broxerman's going to run around the right side. He's got the first down and more. 45, 30, 25, 20-yard line, and finally it's going to be Ball that pulls it down at the 21-yard line, and now Ball is down. I think his is just a cramp. He immediately went right to his right calf, and now a flag flies late. It's going to be a run of about 24. It is going to be a first down pickup, a gutsy call. First-year head coach David Bowen, but it's to perfection, and then a tack on an unsportsmanlike penalty on Perry LeCompton. And now they're going to attend to Gunner Ball, who is dealing with that cramp in his calf. So we have an injury timeout on the field. Let's take this break. 8:22 to go, third quarter. It is 27-0. Perry LeCompton leading. But Jeff West is driving on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
Our loans do not fit into a box.
Tanya Barda, president of Farmers State Bank in Houlton.
We know our friends and neighbors. We will bend over backwards to try to get people's dreams and businesses going. That's what a local bank does. We really want to be the problem solvers and create the solutions for our customers. We want to help you.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank
in Houlton. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, Gunner Ball is able to walk off the field underneath his own power, dealing with a cramp in his leg. Hot, humid conditions. The reason for that cramp, they're going to bring some pickle juice over to him. He'll take a big swig of that at the 40-yard line, but he is going to be out of the game as of right now. Jeff West, after the penalty and the fake punt, have the ball at the 21-yard line of Perry LeCompton. Broxerman in motion. It's going to be a keeper by Stone up the middle. It gets away from the first. Now the second. He's going to take it to the 10, to the 5, and to the end zone. He is in. Touchdown, Jeff West. From 21 yards out, the Tigers have their first touchdown of 2021, and it comes on a run by quarterback Caden Stones. Just great effort by the senior. Went up the middle, bounced it out to the outside, got a block from his receiver, and then dove into the end zone from the 5-yard line, hit the pylon, and picks up 6. So Jeff West is on the board, and they are going to go for 2. Stones will be in the shotgun. He'll have a running back and Broxerman to his left. H-back in tight to the right. Stone's going to keep it himself up the middle, powers forward, spinning, and he's not going to get there. A wall up on the inside, and that was big Wes Monaghan making the stop for Perry LeCompton. And with that, we have a timeout. 8:06 to go, third quarter. It's 27-6. Jeff West on the board. We'll be back here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Houlton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Houlton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Houlton, adjacent to the Houlton Hospital.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
to go, third quarter. Jeff West on the board. Made an eight-play drive that ends in a 21-yard touchdown run for Caden Stones of Jeff West. That's brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, contact Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton, WilsonTireKS.com. So here's Austin Anderson back to kick the football away. Gunner Ball is back deep to receive for Perry. It's actually going to be Cale Gorski on the return to the 25. He's hit, a flag flies, gets to the 30, sidesteps the man of the 35, and is finally pulled down from behind, but there is a flag back at the 29-yard line. We'll await this penalty. I believe it's going to come back. It is. They're pointing towards Perry. That's going to be a hold against the cause. Instead of having it at the 35-yard line, we'll move it back to around the 25. They'll mark it actually from the flag. It was at the 29, so it'll be back at the 19-yard line is where Perry LeCompton will begin this drive. So 7:57 to go, third quarter. It's 27-6. Perry LeCompton leads Jeff West. The Tigers, though, on the board. And now looking for a stop. Gunner Ball back out there at quarterback after he dealt with those cramps. And the pistol set, running back behind him. It's Rush. He'll give it to Ryken along the right side. Gets away from the first man. Now the second. Bounces it outside across the 25. And finally is dragged down by Hunter Mosier. And that's a pickup of 7 and brings up 2nd and 3. Rush had over 100 yards rushing in the first half. That's his first carry, obviously, of this third quarter. Perry LeCompton got an 85-yard touchdown kickoff return from Gunner Ball to begin the third quarter. This is their first official drive. Here's Rush again along the right side, following his blocks. He's still going after a first down pickup to the 40-yard line. Boy, he's finally chopped down there. That's another pickup of 14 yards, and that'll move the chains once again. That's what Rush does a really good job of. He just puts his hand on the back of his lineman and just continues to follow him until first contact, which tonight has been 7 yards down the field before he's even been touched. He's also very hard to bring down. He's not really necessarily a big guy. When you look at Rush, 5'11", 172, decent for a running back. He is very shifty. That's a good word to use to describe Ryken Rush. New set of downs for Perry LeCompton from their own 40-yard line between the hashes. 6:40 to go, third quarter. Ball in the pistol set. This will be a sweep give to Ty Williams. Great blocking in front of the 45, the 50. Cuts it back inside 45, a huge block, and Williams is finally shoved out of bounds after a big pickup all the way to the 45-yard line. That'll be a run of 15 yards, another first down. This game has been chippy throughout. I'll call this the rivalry for the Rock for no reason. Coach Paramore talked about it in his pregame interview. Two teams, it's going to be testy. You knew it was. So far, Perry LeCompton has responded and looking for more here. 6:27 to go, third quarter. Cause lead 27-6. Ball on the left hash at the 45 of Jeff West. Ball takes the snap, gives the rush up the middle. He gets away from the first man and before he's finally pulled down from the shoulder at the 40-yard line. That'll be a gain of 5 and brings up 2nd and 5. Second and 5, the ball will be between the hashes at the 40. Three receivers split to the left, one to the right. Ball in the pistol, Rush 2 yards behind him and offset to the right. This will be a give to Rush, and he's immediately hammered. That was a great blitz by Jeff West. I think that was Brody Boyer. It was a sophomore, 5'10", 170-pounder, came up to make the stop. He timed his blitz perfectly. It'll be actually a loss of 2 yards on the play. Rush just had absolutely nowhere to go. So third down and 7. Ball back to throw. He's going to throw back over the middle, has his man. That's Gorski. He'll pick up the first down across the 35 and rumble down to the 33-yard line. Needed 7, got 9, and that'll move the chains. That's the second catch of the day for Gorski. He had a 12-yard touchdown reception in the first half. Now first and 10 for the Colts from the 32. Ball will give it up the middle. This is a new man. This is Jesse Herman. He'll power his way forward as the flag flies at the end of the play. Inside of the 30-yard line, the flag is down to 28. And it's going to be a hold against Perry. Flag starting to really pile up. So I'll move it back now to the 37-yard line, I believe. And they are going to put it to 37, where it'll be first down and 15. Quick score update. Holton leads Nemaha Central 22-14. But Nemaha Central is driving inside of the 5-yard line all the way down to the 1. And they have a fourth down and goal from the 1 there. Here's a keeper by ball on the left side. He gets up to the 30-yard line, gets the penalty yards back, and then some. That'll be a run of 7 yards. That'll bring up now a second down and 8. And Nemaha Central does punch it in. So they are a 2-point conversion away from tying the game up. But here it's second down and 8. Perry LeCompton leads Jeff West 27-6, 3:20 to go in the third quarter. Here's a keeper. Actually, a give to Herman again up the middle. He'll get to the 27-yard line. Well, Jesse Herman getting some tick here in this third quarter. That sets up now a third down and call it a 5 yards. For Perry LeCompton from the 27-yard line. Ball be spotted on the left hash. Ball in the pistol set. Rush to his right. Three receivers to the right. Going to pitch it out to Rush along the right side. Flags fly. Then they're going to stop the play dead. It's going to be a false start against the cause. So the penalty's racking up. That's now the 6th penalty against Perry LeCompton tonight. 6 penalties for 35 yards. So third down and 9 coming up. Actually, call it right at third down and 10. Ball spotted back at the 32-yard line. It'll be near the left hash. Three receivers split to the right, one to the left, H-back to the left. Toss on the near side to Rush, trying to get the edge. He's going to be taken out of bounds. Good pursuit by the Jeff West defense. And that was Hunter Mosier that came over to make the stop. Just a gain of about 3. Going to bring up a fourth down and 7. Actually going to call it just a 2-yard pickup, so that'll bring up fourth down and 8. Kind of no man land right here for Perry. You got to go for it. And they will. Here's the offense out on the field. 2:13 to go, third quarter. Ball will be in the shotgun. He'll have rush to his left, three receivers to the right, and one to the left. Ball takes a chest-high snap, back to throw. Looking left, looking over the middle, has a man open, and it's going to be caught. And gets Ty Williams again. He's been big all night long on the receiver for Perry LeCompton. It is Ty. He picks up the first down on a pitch and catch of right at 10 yards, and it moves the sticks. Williams has one of the touchdown throws from Gunnar Ball tonight. Williams now over 50 yards rushing on the evening. His pickup of 10 will move the chains for the Cons. 2:05 to go. Perry LeCompton, what they have done tonight, they've done a really good job of dictating the pace of this game. That's something that can't be talked about enough. They've done a really good job of not only not turning the football over, but, as I mentioned, taking just complete control. First and 10 from the 22-yard line. Ball gives it off to Rush. He's got a big hole. 15 to the 10-yard line. Still rumbling forward, carrying tacklers with them to the 9. And a flag flies extremely, extremely late. That's a 15-yard run. Call it a 14-yard run for Rush, but it's unsportsmanlike penalty against Jeff West. A defensive lineman for the Tigers just extremely late. Almost looked like he threw a punch as he spun around and hit one of the Perry LeCompton offensive linemen. Couldn't tell exactly who it was. So they'll tack it on to the end of the run, half the distance to the goal. This will put the ball right around the 5-yard line. So a 14-yard run by Rush. Tack on. And they is. Yeah, threw a punch, though. Is an ejection. I thought I saw a punch on that far sideline. And the referee did make the motion that one of the Jeff West defensive linemen have been ejected from this ball game. A 1:32 to go, third quarter. Perry LeCompton on the doorstep, just inside of the 5. After the rush by Ryken Rush, and the penalty makes it first and goal from the 4. Ball in the pistol, back in the shotgun. He's got Herman to his right. Ball takes the snap, gives it to Herman along the left side, pushes his way forward, gets down near the 2, and gains 2 yards. And now we're going to get a timeout taken. I think they're just going to call. Okay, actually, the referee is going to call both head coaches to midfield. Here comes Coach Paramore from Jeff West and Coach Bowen. Coach Bowen of Jeff West and Coach Paramore of Perry LeCompton. It has gotten extremely chippy. And Coach Paramore is not happy about it. And now Coach Bowen's going to take his group into the end zone and have a quick word with them. And I don't know if I have ever seen this, but I like it from our referee. Take control right now. Don't let this thing get out of hand. And we're seeing guys trying to throw blocks 20 yards away from the play. And it's not just one side. It's both sides kind of going after each other. Jeff West has just been caught on this drive. Right now, this is a 10-play drive. It seems like it's been a lot more. 44 seconds to go in the third quarter. So after all that, second and goal from the 2. Ball will take the snap, give it to Rush up the middle. He'll punch his way forward near the goal line. He's in. Touchdown call. First rushing touchdown of the season for Ryken Rush. And he puts Perry LeCompton back up by 4 scores. So Rush scores from 2 yards out. rushed now over 150 yards for the game and has that touchdown to both. So here's Elliott for the PAT. Waiting the snap. It's good. Hold is good. Kick is also good. And we have a timeout. Actually, they're going to say that kick actually sailed just left of the upright. That's plenty of distance, but it is going to be a missed PAT for Elliott. So timeout with 39 seconds to go in the third quarter. It is 33-6. Perry LeCompton leads Jeff West on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
On the line. In sports, you hear the phrase all the time. For the Mammoth Sports Construction Team, it means everything. Authenticity, commitment, integrity, and community are what it means to be on the line. Mammoth Sports Construction is on a mission to provide home field advantage to schools and communities. Mammoth Sports Construction can help you design, budget, fundraise, and build the facility of your dreams. Take the next step and get on the line by visiting mammothbuilt.com. That's mammothbuilt.com.
KNZA.
Eleven plays, takes up over 5 minutes of the clock. It ends with a two-yard touchdown run by Ryken Rush. Perry LeCompton leads Jeff West 33-6. Johnny came back with you. Seth Thompson taking care of us back at the studio. So we'll have the Community National Bank High School School Board Show coming up after our game tonight. And so here's Elliott. Get us back underway. Just 39 seconds remain in the third quarter. And right now, Perry LeCompton leads by 4 scores. There's Elliott. His kick high end over end. It'll be taken and bobbled by Anderson. He picks it up at the 13-yard line. Comes along the near side, looking to get the edge to the 20-yard line. Then steps out of bounds at the 21 on a good play. An open field stop by Perry LeCompton's Miles McPherson, a 5'6 senior, coming up to make the stop. And so Jeff West will have it first and 10 at their own 22-yard line. Tigers had just one drive in the third quarter so far. They have 32 seconds on the clock. There's been a lot of time between plays and change of possessions here in the last couple of minutes. But Jeff West ready to go. First and 10. Two receivers each way. Brockerman in motion from left to right. This will be Stones on a quarterback keeper. Tries to bounce it outside. Gets to the 25. Gets a really good block. Now cuts it back inside. He's pulled down from behind at the 28, 29-yard line. That'll be a gain of 7 and bring up second down and 3. So Stones still having a really solid ball game. 83 yards rushing, but just Jeff West has just not been able to get anything sustained. It all went back to that first half. It threw 2 interceptions, punted twice, and that's just been the story of the night. We have reached the end of 3 quarters of play. At the end of 3, one of the fourth quarter, with Perry LeCompton leading Jeff West 33-6 in our opening game of the 2021 season. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
KNZA.
Start of the fourth quarter, 33-6 our score. Jeff West with a second down and three. Stella's going to try to throw it out to the right flat, but it's going to be incomplete, falling short of his intended target, Sam Brockstrom, and brings up a third down and three. Bailey Compton going to substitute some new guys in and out. Cause so far, I've had a great start to a 2021 season. They went back-to-back to the state championship game the past 2 years, losing to Andale in both seasons. Andale expected by many to have a chance to repeat again here in 2021. They've reloaded once again. Here's Stones. He's going to get hit from behind, nearly fumbled the football. He'll be dropped all the way back near the 20-yard line. And they'll mark him back at the 20. That'll be a loss of about 9 on the play and bring up a fourth down and 10. Stones just had nowhere to run on that play. He was hit immediately in the backfield. So Jeff West got to put the football away. Gunner ball back deep. He'll receive it and send it at the 50-yard line. Broxton will punt the football away. He bobbles it. Now picks it up. He's in trouble. Rolls out to the right. He's going to take off and try to run. He's not going to get there. Perry LeCompton is going to have great field position inside of the Jeff West 20-yard line. So the tough start to the year just continues for Jeff West. Too many mistakes tonight. And now Perry LeCompton is going to have it inside of the 20 at the 15-yard line. So Perry LeCompton will take over. Gunner Ball will continue to remain the quarterback. He'll have it on the left hash at the 15 of Jeff West. Cause already leading 33-6. I don't want to look too far ahead, but I am going to look a little bit ahead. I cannot wait for this game in 2 weeks when Perry LeCompton takes on Holton. Here in Perry, that is going to be a raucous crowd and atmosphere. Here's first down give up the middle. That's Rush. He'll get it to the 10-yard line before he's driven back there. Actually, that's Jesse Herman on the carry. He'll pick up 5 yards. So 5-yard gain brings up second down and 5. Perry will be at Hiawatha next week. Jeff West is going to travel to Clay Center. So a little bit of a trip up for the boys from Meriden. 10:35 to go in the game. 33-6, Perry LeCompton leads. They're on the doorstep looking for more. Herman remains the tailback. Offset to the right of Gunner Ball. Takes a chest-high snap. Gives it to Herman up the middle. A power across the 5. Taking tacklers with them. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Jesse Herman. His first touchdown of the night, first of the season, and it comes on a 10-yard run. And Perry LeCompton has blown this game open. Herman getting some tick here in this fourth quarter. 4 carries, 22 yards, and now a touchdown. So here is point after attempt. New kicker in there, I believe, for Perry LeCompton. Nope, still Elliott. And this time his kick is in there. Timeout on the field with 10:15 to go in the game. It is Perry LeCompton 40, Jeff West 6. Let's take a break. We'll come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for a peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing date is September 30th. Call them today to find the right fit for protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget, the wheat sales closing date is September 30th.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
It's been all cause to start the 2021 season here in Perry tonight. Perry LeCompton on top of Jeff West now, 40-6, with 10:15 remaining in the fourth quarter. Johnny came back with you. Seth Thompson waiting in the studio, so we'll have the Community National Bank High School scoreboard show after the game is over. Stay tuned with us, though. Before that, we'll have the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show. We'll have recaps, stats, replays of this game. We'll also pick our Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha Player of the Game and our Lineman of the Game, brought to you by Giant Communications. So Elliott has the football teed back up. Gives it a boot. This is the best kick of the day. It's going to be taken at the 20-yard line, bouncing it out to the right side is Sam Brockerman before he's hit hard at the 30-yard line. He'll get up to the 31 before he's finally taken down. A couple score updates. Middle of the fourth quarter, Holton leads Nemaha Central 22-21, but the Thunder are on the doorstep. They're at the 11-yard line of the Wildcats. Also, Donovan West beats Blue Valley 54-8. Solomon beats Lynn 46-0. Chapman was up on Sabetha 18-15 at the start of the fourth quarter. And Valley Falls led Wetmore 20-6 at one point. The score is brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Let's see if we can find a couple more scores here before we get too much further into it. Hanover was up big on Pike Valley 44-0 going into the fourth quarter. And Frankfort was leading Washington County 46-12 at the end of three. So first and 10 for Jeff West from the 31. Stones at quarterback, going to roll out to the left on takeoff and run. Tries to get to the edge. Gets to the 33-yard line before he shoved out of bounds there. And now a flag flies late. This is going to be against Jeff West again. Another unsportsmanlike penalty, I believe, coming on Jacob Brooks of the Tigers. I'm actually just going to call a personal foul, illegal block on Brooks. I go one of those illegal crackback blocks. Well, actually, I think they just signal out against Perry LeCompton. The referee pointed towards Perry. And actually, I think they're going to call an illegal hit on Perry. And Coach Paramore doesn't understand why either, but it's a 15-yarder. It's actually going to give Jeff West the football all the way up near midfield to the 49-yard line. Everything I just said, forget about that. It's actually going to be a 15-yarder against Perry. With another 10 minutes to go in the game, Jeff West has it first and 10 at their own 49-yard line on the left hash. And now we're going to get a whistle. And Coach Paramore is out on the field having a word with the official. I think he's trying to figure out what the heck happened with that penalty, and he is, and I think he's even wondering if the yardage was right on the penalty assessed, the drive started at the 31. Stones had got to the 33, but the 15-yard penalty has it at the 49, and that math just doesn't quite add up. Coach Paramore is just all over the official right now. He is not happy with what he's been given. And he's still talking to Coach Paramore, who's still about 10 yards out onto the field. It doesn't matter that it's 40-6. He's still going to fight for his guys. Now I'm starting to wonder, did the referee actually possibly kick out a Perry the Compton player as well? Because that's the only reason why I could think that Coach Paramore would be arguing this hard. And now another side referee is going to come over and have a chat with their head referee. And now Coach Paramore was starting to walk away, but the head referee is going to call him back so he could chat with him. And I can't wait to talk to Coach Paramore now next week at our weekly locker room chats just to get his side of what the heck happened right now. And they're going to run over and have a quick chat with David Bowen, the head coach of Jeff West. So right now it's 9:56 to go in the fourth quarter. It is 40-6. Perry Le Compton is leading Jeff West. And we've had about a 5-minute delay as of right now. And they're still over talking with Coach Bowen right now. I just cannot for the life of me think of what this situation is about, and even the guys up here in the Perry Le Compton press box can't figure it out either. Whatever it is, we appear to be finally ready to go. And so they're going to wind the clock, first and 10, for Jeff West from their own 49-yard line. A man in motion from right to left. This will be Stones on a keeper. He's hit at the line. He'll fall forward as a flag flies. Stones gets up to the 46-yard line. It'll be a gain of 5, pinning the penalty. This has been nothing but flag after flag here in the second half. It'll be a face mask against Perry Le Compton, actually. So tack on to the 5-yard run. And that will move the sticks again for Jeff West. So first and 10 now for the Tigers from the Perry Le Compton 40-yard line. Here's a run by Stones along the left side. He's going to be thrown forward by Ty Williams to the 36-yard line. And they'll give him actually to the 35, so a gain of 5. So the Tigers again putting together a nice drive, 9:15 and counting to go in the fourth quarter with the Cause leading 40-6. Emal Central has taken a 24-22 lead over Holton with 3:50 to go in the fourth quarter of that game. Thunder just kicked a field goal with 3:50 remaining. Second down and 5 for Jeff West. Stone gives the ball up the middle. And to the 31-yard line. He's going to roll Caleb Morse. Haven't called his name much tonight. He's been the featured tailback, but it's just been mainly Caden Stone. Morse is mostly been used as a lead blocker for Stones. And so it'll be third down and one. Getting into the latter portions of this game, you might start to see some of the younger guys getting in the game for both sides, especially Perry LeCompton. Third down and one here. Shotgun formation, Stones awaits, and it's going to be a false start. So instead of third and one, it'll now be third and six. That's the third penalty on Jeff West here in the second half. For the game, seven penalties for 51 yards. So third down and six. Stones takes the snap. He's back to throw. Going to look left, throw left. And was the catch made? They're going to say yes, the catch is made. But I think it's going to be about a half a yard short of a first down at the 31-yard line. Needed six, got five. And so that's going to bring up a fourth down and one. Austin Anderson on the reception for Jeff West. So fourth and one. 7:15, the clock continuing to roll away in this fourth quarter. Fourth and one. Stones is still going to be in the shotgun. 11 H-back now inside tight. Stones fumbled the snap. He's still going to pick up the first down on the left side. He gets a huge block and gets to the 25. What a mammoth block by Sam Brockstrom. Absolutely depleted a Perry LeCompton defender to allow Stones to pick up that first down as he gains 7 yards. Just a great block, though, by Sam Brockstrom. 5'10", 155-pound junior to spring that first down run. First and 10 from the 33-yard line. Stones to throw. Three-step drop. Looking right. Now he's going to throw a ball deep, and it's going to be knocked away and off the hands of Austin Anderson, who was the intended target at the 15-yard line. Stones now 8 of 20 for the game, 91 yards. And it'll bring up a second and 10 for the Tigers from their 23-yard line of Perry LeCompton. Here's Stones looking to throw. He's going to throw a ball late, and it's going to be incomplete. In and out of the hands, he had a man open on that far sideline. That time it was Cole Gilbert. But it falls incomplete and brings up third and 10. See if we can find some other scores of some games here before our game comes to a close. Let me go to the Community National Bank High School School Board Show. If you remember earlier, I told you about the Moriamath Academy Council Grove score being 2-0 at halftime. Right now, it's not much better. Actually, it has scored a little bit now. It's 15-8. Moriamath Academy leads heading into the fourth quarter. Stone's looking to throw on fourth down, and it's going to be dropped. And actually, that was third down, so now it's fourth down. Stones has missed on his last three. I don't want to necessarily say he's missed. His receivers haven't quite helped him either. So fourth and 10 coming up for Jeff West. 6:23 to go in the game. Ball spotted at the 23-yard line. Stones the throw. He's going to throw a ball over the middle, and it's going to be knocked away. Carson Black with a pass breakup. That'll be a turnover on downs, and Perry Compton will take over with 6:18 to go. So first and 10 for Perry from their own 23-yard line. Team All Central still leading Holton 24-22. 1:33 to go in that one. Holton with the football at the Nemaha Central 36, trailing by 2 and 1:33 to go. Now we're going to get a timeout on the field. We'll take the break. 6:18 to go in the game. It's Perry LeCompton at 40, Jeff West 6. You're on FM 103.9 KNZA.
She couldn't take her first steps without you letting go. He couldn't run off to his first day of school without you letting go. Taking off the training wheels, getting a license, seems like them growing up is about you letting go. For all those times, your State Farm agent is there, with college savings, life insurance, and more. Your agent's there to help you get a grip whenever it's time.
Dad, I'm getting married.
To let go again.
Call Agent Gus Suarez at 364-3890 or visit Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
To go, 40-6. Perry LeCompton leads Jeff West. Johnny came back with you. Seth Collison taking care of us back at the studios. First and 10 for Perry LeCompton here out of the timeout. They'll have it at their own 23-yard line. Gunner ball still in there at quarterback. And Riken Rush still the tailback. Brett Paramore now in there at wide receiver. Here's a big rush by Riken Rush. 40-yard line, 45, and he finally spun down at the 42-yard line. All the way up now to the 47, they'll officially mark it. At the 27-yard run. And Rush just continues to have a mammoth day on the ground. He is making now my decision hard for the player of the game. Right now it's between him and Gunnar Ball. Both guys have been absolutely outstanding tonight. Rush over 175 rushing yards on the game. He also has a touchdown in there as well. First and 10 for the Cause from their own 47-yard line. 5:40 to go. The clock continuing to roll. The Cause are just going to try to take their time. Referee starts the count. Ball takes the snap. Hands it to Rush to the 50-yard line. Into Jeff West territory to the 48. Before finally being brought down. That'll be a gain of 5. And makes it second down and 5. I'll give him actually a full 6. So brings up second and 4. No score update. Valley Falls leads Wetmore 34-20. Here's second down and 4 for Perry. Under 5 minutes to go. This will be a give along the right side. This is Herman along the right side, carrying tacklers with him all the way inside of the 40, down to the 35-yard line. That's a run of 12 yards and another first down. Herman is having a strong second half. He's up to 34 yards rushing pretty much mostly in this fourth quarter. With 4:35 to go, the clock will roll. First and 10 for the Cause. Here's Herman again up the middle. Just powers his way over a defender inside of the 30-yard line of the 29. And that'll be a pickup of 6. I really like the way that Jesse Herman runs the football. He is straight downhill. He does not mess around at all When he gets the football, he is going north and south. There is zero east and west to the way he runs the football. Second and four coming up for Perry LeCompton from the 29-yard line of Jeff West. Clock now under 3:30 to go. This will be a give to Rush along the left side. They have a new quarterback into the game for Perry LeCompton. Reiki Tooley is now the man that runs the ship for the cause. It's a first down pickup for Rush of 6 yards. It'll bring up a first down and 10. So Reiki Tooley is the quarterback. New running back in there, Tristan Gordon, a 6 foot, 165-pound freshman, getting some playing time. It'll be a give to Gordon up the middle. He'll be hit immediately and spun down. Maybe got a yard. They'll give him one. We'll give him one, brings up second and 9. Two and a half minutes to go. It is 40-6. Perry LeCompton leads. And Holton right now on the verge of dropping their first game of 2021, trailing 24-22, 17 seconds to go. They do have the ball at the 33-yard line of Nemahal Central. There's a big run down to the 8-yard line for Reiki Tooley. From the 23 to the 9, so a 14-yard pickup for Tooley. First and goal now for Perry LeCompton, 1:40 to go. Tooley, the quarterback, awaits in the pistol. Running back behind him. This is going to be Tooley on the run, but he's dragged down from behind as Jeff West, Taylor Streeter, a junior, comes up to make the stop. Second and goal from right inside the 10. Be a loss of 2 for Tooley. Right now, Perry LeCompton can almost just kneel down on the football. Under a minute to go. Waiting for the back judge to start his count. Puts his hand up, and there he goes, his final 5 seconds. Perry LeCompton will snap the football. Here's a give to Gordon up the middle. He's hit immediately, driven back. It'll be a loss of 4. That's going to be close to being it. I think Perry LeCompton has to snap it one more time, or do they? I think that should be the game. And, yeah, Jeff West. And Perry LeCompton, both teams are starting to head to midfield. I believe that's going to do it. So, final score tonight. Perry LeCompton, 40. Jeff West, 6. The cause opened the 2021 campaign with a W. With that, we're going to step aside. We'll take a break. We'll come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Push more, pull more, lift more, and save more with a new Mahindra tractor right now at Heinen Repair. Take advantage of cash discounts and low interest or no interest financing up to 84 months available with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Mahindra is the official tractor of Tough, and you're tough too. Sounds like we have a lot in common. Save big on Mahindra at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in store or online at HeinenRepair.com.
At Holton Community Hospital, our role as a rural facility places unique emphasis on being close to people who need our services and supporting the community that supports us. We place high value on family, hometown feel, and trust. Now more than ever, we need each other, so let us provide your personalized care with hometown heart. Holton Community Hospital and Holton, Hoyt, and Wetmore Family Medicine, together we will show you the difference between treatment and care. Visit HoltonHospital.com for more information.
Hello, this is Brian Nelson from JBN Telephone Company. JBN Telephone is happy to be an EBB participant.
The Emergency Broadband Benefit, or EBB, will provide a discount of up to $50 per month towards broadband services for eligible households. The program funds will be distributed on a first-come, first-served basis, so be sure to apply as soon as possible.
If you would like to apply, you can head over to our website, jbntelco.com, and follow the EBB image on the front page.
If you have any questions about the program or need assistance filling the application out, feel free to call our office.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. Final score again, 40-6. Perry LeCompton starts the year off 1-0 with a victory over Jeff West. Johnny came back with you. Seth Tollefson taking care of us back at the studios. And, well, when you look back at this game, it was pretty much all Perry LeCompton from the start. The Cause led 20-0 at the half and really never looked back. A 20-0 lead at halftime was thanks to a gunner ball 30-yard touchdown run, a 12-yard pass from Ball to Gail Gorski, and then a 9-yard pass from Ball to Ty Williams to give us that 20-0 score. Jeff West threw two interceptions in the first half as well. The Perry LeCompton defense came up big through the first two quarters. Starting in the third quarter, you thought Jeff West, if they could just get a stop, they could possibly find a way to get back into this game. But that was short-lived, as on the kickoff to start the third quarter, Perry LeCompton's gunner ball added to his stellar night with an 85-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. So Anderson has the football teed up. Rush and ball back deep to receive. 12 minutes are on the clock. Anderson approaches the football, and the third quarter is underway. Low line drive kick will be fielded by Ball at the 15-yard line. Comes on the left side, 20-yard line. Gets free at the 35, 40, 45, 50, 50, 40, 35, 30. Cuts back inside. He's going to go. Gunner ball to the house. And Perry LeCompton has opened this game wide open. Great blocking. That's going to be an 85-yard kickoff return for a touchdown for Gunner Ball, his fourth touchdown of the night. He has thrown two. He has ran one. And now he has a kickoff return for a touchdown. So Gunner Ball makes it a 27-0 ball game. Jeff West did respond, though, in a big way. They drove down the field and got a touchdown run. They're only of the game, touchdown on a run by Caden Stone. Rockerman in motion. It's going to be a keeper by Stone up the middle. Gets away from the first. Now the second. He's going to take it to the 10, to the 5, and to the end zone. He is in. Touchdown, Jeff West. From 21 yards out, the Tigers have their first touchdown of 2021, and it comes on a run by quarterback Caden Stone. I made it a 27-6 ball game, but Perry LeCompton would tack on two late touchdowns, beginning on a 2-yard touchdown run, the first of the game by Ryken Rush. Ball will take the snap, give it to Rush up the middle. He'll punch his way forward near the goal line. He's in. Touchdown Cause. First rushing touchdown of the season for Ryken Rush. And he puts Perry LeCompton back up by 4 scores. Followed that up after a punt forced by Jeff West. Perry LeCompton capped off the scoring. This time, Jesse Herman, he got in on the action. He ran it in from 10 yards. Herman remains the tailback, offset to the right of Gunner Ball. Takes a chest-high snap, gives it to Herman up the middle. A power across the five, taking tacklers with them into the end zone. Touchdown, Jesse Herman. His first touchdown of the night, first of the season, and it comes on a 10-yard run, and Perry LeCompton has... So Perry LeCompton scores for the final time. Final score tonight, again, 40-6. Perry LeCompton starts the year off 1-0. A couple things to do. We have to pick our lineman of the game. That is brought to you by Giant Communications. Great service, reliability, and the speed you need. Visit online at connectgiant.com.net. Well, it's hard. You look at this one. It was a 40-6 game. There was a couple guys that stood out to me. I think one guy that really stands out is the big senior, Wes Monaghan. He, a 6-foot, 250-pound senior, had over 70 tackles a year ago. He was in on several stops tonight. Great on the offensive line, great on the defensive line. And he actually came out with an injury at one point, still went back in, and still was productive. I think he's going to be my lineman of the game tonight. So Wesley Monaghan, he will be the lineman of the game. Again, that's brought to you tonight by Giant Communications. So, let's take another break. We'll do that. We'll come back. We'll go through our final statistics, and then we'll pick our player of the game. That's all when we come back here on the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. That's Be Outdoors. Be Outdoors Real Estate, our postgame sponsor here on KNZA. We'll take that break. We'll come back for one final time here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is Mark Star at GM Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GM Bank, located on the square in downtown Holton or on Highway 75 next to the 7-Eleven. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay through the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something if you can't brag about how expensive it was?
If you want to pay more,
don't go to Wilson Tire.
Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362-TIRE.
An IRA is an investment in your future. The time to prepare for your retirement is now. Hi, this is Mick from Citizen State Bank. The key to building a substantial retirement income from an IRA is starting early. When you save long-term, your money will grow with the interest earned over time. Opening an IRA 1 year earlier can make a huge difference. Come visit Citizens Trust Department and see Eric or Lori to get started with your IRA today. Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back one final time. Final score of our game, 40-6. Perry LeCompton wins it, starts the season off 1-0 with a victory over Jeff West. What a thrilling game, though, in the Big 7. Holton beats Nemaha Central 26-24. Holton with a 32-yard field goal by Matthew Lears as time expires to take down Nemaha Central. What a star-studded the game that was. Holton, the number 5 ranked team in 3A. The Thunder, number 3 in Class 2A. But Holton wins it in a thriller. Another quick score update. Lafayette beats Atchison 50-21. We'll have complete scores and recaps of everything for tonight coming up on the Community National Bank High School School Board Show. Seth will have recaps and everything to get you caught up here on week one of this season. Looking at the final statistics, they're brought to you by the NEK Tax Services in Whiting for year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation. Visit NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. Final statistics, Perry LeCompton finished with 398 total yards of offense. 318 of those come on the ground on 41 carries, 80 yards through the air. Perry LeCompton was led in rushing by Ryken Rush. He had 189 yards on 22 carries, one touchdown. Gunner Ball, 7 carries, 69 yards. Jesse Herman, 6 carries for 40 yards. Ty Williams, 2 for 12. Tristan Gordon, 1 for 1. And Frankie Tulia, 3 carries for 7 yards. Through the air, Gunner Ball was 7 of 9 for 80 yards. He did have 2 touchdown passes, 1 to Kale Gorski, 1 to Ty Williams. Williams finished with 54 yards receiving on 4 catches. Gorski, 2 for 21. 1 catch for 8 yards for Jackson Payne, and 1 for 9 for Parker Schmidt. Jeff West, meanwhile, 213 total yards of offense, 122 on the ground, 91 yards through the air. The Tigers were led on the ground by Caden Stones, 18 carries, 91 yards. He had the lone touchdown for the Tigers tonight. Sam Brockterman, 2 carries, 26 yards. Caleb Morse, 2 for 5. Caden Stones through the air was 8 of 22, 91 yards, and a couple of interceptions. Cole Gilbert had 4 catches for 46 yards. Austin Anderson, 3 catches for 26. Sam Brockterman, 1 for 9 for the Tigers, who dropped to 0-1 here to start 2021. Perry LeCompton next week will be at Hiawatha. Jeff West will travel to Clay Center. One more thing to do. We have to pick our player of the game, brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. And gosh, I am in such a tough place here tonight because, I mean, you look at Ryken Rush, what he did, 189 yards on the ground. He had a touchdown as well, but then Gunner Ball, 3 touchdowns in the first half. He also had a return for a score. I think I've got to go with Gunner Ball tonight. I mean, first game as a varsity quarterback for Perry LeCompton, and you throw 2 touchdowns, run for another, also return a kick for a score. So Gunner Ball, he is going to be our player of the game, brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So that wraps things up here from Perry LeCompton High School. Make sure you stay tuned with us for the Community National Bank High School School Board Show. Also check out msesports.net as well for scores and recaps of tonight's game. Don't forget, every week we have our locker room chats on Wednesdays and Thursday nights on KNZA. Those begin at 5:30. And again, msesports.net, your complete source for scores, schedules, recaps, rankings, you name it, we've got it, msesports.net. So again, the final, Perry LeCompton 40, Jeff West 6. That wraps up our opening game here of 2021. We will see you next week as we again, we will have another featured game of the week here on FM 103.9 KNZA. Our game next week here on the radio, it'll be Jackson Heights at Horton. That'll be our featured game on FM 103.9 KNZA. 92.1 FM, we'll have Royal Valley at Nemohall Central. 93.7 FM, Ashton at Highland Park. And then on the channels, it'll be Chapman at Holton. Sapetha will be at Riverside. So, coming up next, the Community National Bank High School School Board Show with your host, Seth Tollison. That's coming up. But for Seth, taking care of us back at the studios, I am Johnny Kane signing off here from Perry LeCompton High School. The Cavs start 2021 1-0 with a 40-6 victory over the Jeff West Tigers. You've been listening to High School Football here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You've been listening to coverage of high school football here on your sports authority, Kansaland Radio.
Hey, it's Nikki from the Pines in Holton. Wanted to give you a quick update on what's going on at the Pines. We currently are seeking applicants for CNA and CMAs. We offer competitive pay, an awesome work environment, flexible scheduling. We also have rooms available for your loved ones. Call us today at 785-364-3314. At the Pines, it's our family caring for yours.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local Shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local Shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
At Foster Ford in Holton, we take a lot of pride in our hometown service. From our upfront sales department to our friendly and professional parts and service, we work diligently every day to make you the customer number one. So when you're ready to make your next car, SUV, or truck purchase, think Foster Ford. Stop and visit with Ray, Scott, Jordan, or me, Lonnie Coder, on Highway 75 in Holton, or check us out online at fosterfordinc.com.
Here's your Kansas Land Radio listening area forecast. For tonight, we'll look for mostly cloudy skies, scattered showers and storms possible late with a low near 65. As we head into your day on Saturday, lingering shower and storm chances early, otherwise becoming partly sunny. Highs around 76 with clear skies here for your Saturday night and a low falling to around 57. On Sunday, we're in the upper 70s, once again under lots of sunshine, and then on Sunday night, remaining clear with a low falling to around 60. As we head into your Labor Day holiday for Monday, plenty of sunshine in store, highs crank up to around 85 degrees, remaining clear for your Monday night, and a low in the mid-60s. For Tuesday, lower 80s, mostly sunny, and then on Tuesday night, clear skies with a low near 55. Finally, for Wednesday, abundant sunshine, we'll see a high in the upper 70s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Derek Dolman.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that we can give our daughters everything they need to grow and learn, but not every